You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
What's the difference between the green room?
Yeah, here we go. We're on the live stream. It's Friday, May 4th. It's Friday, the 4th of May, 2018. I'm here with
May the 4th well. Be with you.
May the 4th be with me. And oh, good Lord, I annoyed one of our other fakeologist listeners this morning. Good Lord, I can annoy people. I was listening to Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy last night because they did their show out of Melbourne, I think. And it's syndicated now all over the place.
Right.
It's a great show. I mean, Mick Molloy's got a great sense of humour, and so does Kennedy, you know. But because they're from the DJ.
You're not worried that they support the quasi-oligarchy in the destruction of the rights of the human man at all?
No, I'm not sure about that. You can tell me about that. I mean, they were Degen, remember? Degeneration and the Late Show on the ABC way back in.
So you don't think that they're just used as puppets by the oligarchy to decimate the entire Anglo-Saxon population?
I don't. Well, you're telling the story. I mean, I just thought they were fun. You know, they're funny. They're just funny. I mean, they can make it work.
You don't have the view that comes.
Zion weapon. Well, it could be. I don't know. I mean, comedy. Make him laugh.
And so that's all just a
laugh?
No, I don't think so. But that's your view, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely my view. I mean, it's hard to get a laugh out of me these days because we're as fakeologists, as you would call yourself a fakeologist.
I certainly do not call myself a fakeologist, nor do I call myself a Christian.
Right. Okay. So you're not a fakeologist?
Not.
Okay. But you're not a fakeologist.
I'm not calling myself a fakeologist. I'm not attaching it myself. That's all.
All right. Okay. Well, you're on fakeologist.com, the audio live stream right now. Okay, I haven't got my bloody audio set up, but I did watch a video the other day, and you, looking like the old man in the sea, Ernest Hemingway, or, how did you get that gig?
Okay, so
First
of all, I grew a very long beard.
Yes.
Secondly, I go to the same carrier. Discussed the fact that engineers assume the world is flat.
Mm-hmm. Engineers.
All engineers assume the world is flat.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you assume the world is flat.
Well, it looks flat. Mark Sargent's company. I'm sorry.
Is that because you don't like to be associated with?
I don't want to be in the Adams family.
With the tradie movement, is that the problem?
It's been done before. People have made videos where they put me in there with those guys, and I have nothing to do with those guys. It's discredit by association. But there you are, being the charmer.
No,
you're the charmer.
Discredit by association thing again.
They should put
that card into these Masonic card pack, shouldn't they? The DBA card.
Why not? You drag your boy, what's his name again?
Luke Biskin.
You're dragging him out of the water. You're a big fellow. You're about 120. You said you're about 125 kilo, are you?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
And the 300 kilos when I'm wringing wet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so you're dragging this guy. We watched Castaway last night. It reminded me so much of that movie. He... Do you remember he lost a lot of weight because I think the guy who directed it was the Back to the Future guy. What was his name? No, not coming to me. But what they did, it was a bit big ad for FedEx.
Yeah.
So you had Tom Hanks with all the weight on, and then the fellow went and directed. What was it called? What Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford.
That was you just went too fast. The director was Robert Zemeckis.
Robert Zemeckis. That's right. So Zemeckis did, okay, so the first 4 months of production with Tom, cool thing that they did, he went and directed What Lies Beneath with, his name was Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm sorry, but Harrison Ford just can't play a bad guy to me. He's just always the good guy to me. And then,
even though he probably is a bad guy.
Oh well, I mean, as long as you can play a bad guy,
I'm always the bridesmaid. I'm never the blushing bride.
Well, I mean, sometimes you're a villain. I mean, if you start going on about bloody what's his name?
In
a punch up. It'll be just me and you in a punch-up.
Let's get
I'm
to it.
I'm sorry I couldn't
why,
make
why,
it.
Why are we calling
Wait, the Robin Hood Hotel. If I made it to the Robin Hood Hotel,
you don't exist, Rilo, so you would never get there. You'll be like trying to get Tony A and Tony B in the same room.
Tony A and Tony B in the same room.
It'll never happen.
I love it when I get that bit of footage of Tony Abbott and Tony Blair in the same fucking room, and then I can just show you fucking morons that you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
I look forward to that. That's one of the things.
Let's put that on our our bucket list. Tony Abbott and Tony Blair. In the same room, singing karaoke, singing. What song would you play for?
I think they'd have to do something from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, wouldn't they?
Why not? I did like that film.
We have to have the whole agenda. You know,
who else was in that? Oh man, I did like Priscilla. Yeah, Terrence Stamp. He's one of my favorite actors.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, he was such a good-looking man when he was in the 60s, I think it was. But him done up in drag is just a classic. I mean, there's nothing funnier than Terrence Stamp. The guy that played General... Oh, here comes Ab.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, you can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Yes! Thank you for your support. And thank you, our friend, an ounce of salt.
You're going to get too many likes for this recording.
Oh, look, there's a new donation today. It came from Felix, Zalaflex.
But not for this recording.
Oh, look, I mean, I always treat every recording as sacred. Throwaway.
Every recording is sacred?
No.
Every recording is great?
No.
If a recording is wasted, Ab gets quite irate. Is that the story?
Well, it could be. I mean, you're very good at poetry and whatnot, and the dog on the tucker box and whatnot, and you can make us cry because... You've got those poems that can make people cry. John Laws wouldn't take my call yesterday, even though he called me Richard, right? My name's not Richard. My name's actually Roland. There you go. That's my
Why did he call you Richard?
Because I called him Richard, because his name's Richard John Sinclair Laws. He's not John Laws. His name's Richard.
So was it a subtle dick joke going on there? Is that what was going on?
Yeah, well... I mean, I've called him
a very unsubtle dick. Was it an unsubtle dick joke?
Well, I'm not very subtle, Frank. If you haven't worked that out by now, I'm pretty, straightforward and to the point. You know what I mean?
I would have said the opposite.
There's no nuance. There's no nuance with me, Frank. No nuance.
your nuance is to just take the conversation always to La La Land.
To La La Land, rather than where? Where's not La La Land?
Well, let's talk about who Go is they. Who is they?
They, the Jews. Oh, ouch. What the fuck
who is
that?
Who is it? That was just fine.
That hurt my fucking ears. What was that?
That was a message from the Swedish Prime Minister.
Oh, Jesus. That smashed my ears apart. All right. Yeah, go. La La Land. Where were we?
9/11.
Yeah. The powers that should not be, I think is how I always call them.
So who are they? Name names.
Oh, I think, what was his name that had the bloody... Shit, I forgot his name. The guy that had the insurance on the towers. I'll think of it. Judy Wood was one of the Judy Wood was one of the ones.
AIG.
AIG. Hold on.
Are you talking about the actor that plays George Costanza's father?
George Costanza's father. No, I have no idea who the actor is that played George Costanza's father.
He's the one that plays the guy that Reckon owned the Twin Towers.
I'm going to have to type in Towers Insurance. Let's see what... Larry Silverstein, his name was. Larry Silverstein.
And you don't think he looks exactly like the guy that plays George Costanza's father?
Let's just pull up a picture. Images, Larry Silverstein.
Is he Tony A or Tony B? That's all I need to know.
Come on. Tony Abbott and Tony Blair are different people, but they do the same job. Let's put it that way.
All right, so...
I'm not going to use the word literally. Yeah. It's our controllers.
And who are they? Name names.
Our controllers?
Yeah.
They're invisible. I mean, they don't want to be known. Like, the only ones that we know, I mean, here in Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, shitter, is our controller actor. The real power. Maybe there's a power above them.
And so who's the ultimate power?
The ultimate power is yourself, obviously. You.
Obviously.
You've got the control of you. You're your own boss. You're your own boss, no matter what.
I'm my own boss. How do you figure
you
that?
You are your own boss. Yeah.
How do you figure that?
Well, I mean, you're in control of your own actions. Whatever you do. If you want to go into a music clip with your Luke mate and drag him out of the water and do all the shaman things,
yeah.
That's fine. That was good. It was good to watch. I mean, it was a nice clip, too. And I might... I might spark my other machine up and actually play the tune on the end of this audio. Unbelievably good. I just went, wow, like it's a nice... And so let's talk me through it. Talk me through it. How did that... Did you shoot that in one day or did you...
It was done in 2 days, yeah.
2 days. 2 days. Okay, so...
I just did what I was told. And then...
Right, so you were directed, so... So basically, you do exactly what you're told.
Yeah.
And then that was it. He knew back of my head and whatnot. And did he edit it together or do you have someone else?
No, so the filmmaker is quite a well-known local filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he edited, but the singer, Luke Biskin,
mm-hmm.
Played a large part in the final outcome. They collaborated, is the story.
Yeah. Well, they sit down together and he goes, all right, make the cut there. So you already had the track down. So when you were on the beach and you were dragging him out, did you have the music playing at the time? Like on a loudspeaker or something?
Yes, we always had the music playing when we were doing the thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way you have to do it, don't you?
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I imagine that would be the way you have to do. I'm not huge into the production side of things, but I've done a lot of editing. But I imagine, yeah, you would have to have the song playing while you're doing what you do. Did someone just join us?
Yes, Patrick.
Patrick. Oh, yeah, that's he's a fella from... Well, Patrick, let me introduce you. I spoke to Patrick and Gaia last night and over on the Hostbusters call, but Patrick, meet Frank. Ounce of salt.
Frank. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm going to go for a smoke. Right. I'll be right back.
Yep. Cool. Weather's nice. Maybe going to do a little sailing. Kids got into the sport. Lots of places. Got Lake Ontario. What else
have you got? Have you traveled down Lake Erie? The Erie Canal?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really, Clinton's Ditch is what they called it.
Why did they call it Clinton's Ditch?
Well, back in the day, because it was like one of those public-private partnerships.
More years ago.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What a feat, 200 years ago. It was probably in the 1880s or something. I forget.
No, it was 200 years ago. Is the story? Yeah.
Let me look.
And apparently there weren't even any, according to the History Channel, there weren't even any engineers.
Let's see. 200 years, where would that be? 1800? 18?
Right, 18, well, it's 18.
Yeah. I thought it was in the Gilded Age.
Let's do the time warp again.
Yep. Let's see. Erie Canal. There we go. Where's your neck?
Are we going to go to the left or are we going to go to the right? Alt right or are we on the alt left?
If the left don't get you, the right will.
Well, yeah. I think
you're close. What do you reckon Johnny Laws?
You're closer
John
than I
Sinclair.
Was.
Is he alt right or alt left? he's one of these guys. He has a radio show on 2U. Oh, he used to be on 2U. He's on 2SM now.
That's the
really,
guy
you know, kicks the foot in, and when they come on, like say Tony Abbott or say Tony Blair or Tony Abbott came on, he would be as good as gold. He would be there sucking up, kissing their ass like you wouldn't believe. The Tony Show is the phony Tony Show. Yeah, that's what it is to me.
That's a guy.
What do you reckon? What do you think of Donald Trump, Patrick?
My brother was more of a believer. I want to believe.
You want to believe?
Yeah.
What about Pussy Riot? Have you seen the Pussy Riot song "Make America Great Again"?
No, was Pussy Riot that Russian band?
The Russian. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
yeah they got. No, I don't know. It's
a classic. I'll put it into the.
I thought that band got badly treated because of their sexuality, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what was that all about? It was like, why were they so controversial?
I just think it was wrong what happened to them. So wrong.
What did happen to them?
Happened was that they ended up on all the international newspapers and got loads and loads of publicity. It was wrong.
Right. Yeah, right. Put them on the map, I suppose, huh?
I can't think of any...
Oh, they are women. That's a good point. Why is Luke not on the front pages? Because, a big fat bastard drags Luke out of the... You've got to have a sense of humor, though.
It's what happens when you choose the wrong guy to fuck your videos.
Yeah,
it's eternal, so eternal oblivion, no matter how talented you are.
let's just go back to it. Pussy Riot, right? apparently pissed off Vladimir Putin or something. Because, their videos are quite, they're in your face, those girls.
They're quite agenda-driven.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think there's anything in your face about them. They're just straight, stuff from they.
Yeah, I play
they, yes, that's right. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. Remember Monty Python? I mean, my Christ almighty, those guys were... They were
from the king of Spain.
Yes. Yeah.
They had a band called Pile Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, did they? Pile Driving Miss Daisy. Do you know Driving Miss Daisy was actually directed by an Australian? What
was it? Yeah, right.
Was it from Fred Schapessi?
Now, it was the thing. He didn't win an Academy Award, and he should, or did he win an Academy Award? Driving Miss Daisy. Sorry, I can't remember his name.
It's Iron Man. It's everything.
Driving Miss Daisy. Bruce Beresford.
Who was that guy? Who was the guy he called into?
Go again.
Who was the guy you called into? Was he like a
Oh, John Laws. John Laws.
Was he like an Australian Rush Limbaugh or something?
Yeah. My friend Del Qua, I wanted him to record it because I dropped the F-bomb live.
Right.
And it was quite by accident. It was quite by accident, but there you go. It got edited out. Yeah, so... And then he goes, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. You're just doing it to make a name for yourself. Right. No, I'm not. I'm just a fan. There's nothing wrong with being a fan of...
Well, the format...
Fakeologist himself is a fan of Howard Stern. Stern is...
Oh, God, my brother liked him, but, I mean, I thought he was so irritating.
You didn't like him?
I don't know. There's just so much content.
Yeah, well, you other big guy over there is a shock jock. What's his name? That big fat fella.
Limbaugh.
I think his name's Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't have a syndicated radio show, though.
No, not like Howard.
Howard had the real deal. Then he went to satellite. He went to satellite radio, right?
What about you?
Fly on my back that's it. Yeah, I don't think there's a Skylab. There's no Mia. There's no whatever it was. What was the call?
Well, you can see stars that track on the sky like a satellite would.
Calls airships.
I mean, airships. I've seen personally, like on a clear night, you can look up and like, boom, there's a little star, right? And it's moving across the sky. Now, it's not a planet. Yeah. It's not a star. It's not a shooting star. It's just moving like a steady state.
Yeah.
So I've seen that.
I see them all the time.
Yeah, very easy. Any clear night, you can go out and find something.
Yeah, stuff moving around that doesn't make any sense.
Because you live in Rochester, right, which is not a big city, so it hasn't got lights, not like here in Newcastle.
I'm near those cities, yeah.
It has to be
bright. Go out in the country, it's beautiful.
I used to live in Taree, and in 1996, I wanted to see the Halley's Comet. And I think I could sort of see something, but it was like something that only comes around every 100 years or something.
Right. At least I never had a direct sighting.
They built this thing up in the media, and who's doing something?
I deny all knowledge of that.
No, just that the audio there was just, I think it was our old mate. The Halley's Comet, 1986. 1986 was, a great year. I mean, for media fakery, the blowing up of the Challenger. Do you remember that, Patrick?
Oh, of course, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
It's a very sad day for me.
Yeah, 9/11 events, right? Everybody remembers where they remember where you were, right?
Absolutely. I was watching Kerry and Kennelly and the guy that went to Hard Copy, what was his name? Gordon Elliott. Gordon Elliott and Kerry and Kennelly were on the morning show, and I was just doing my first day at school in year. Yeah, it was just like, wow. And then they put it on the morning. I think it's an adventure. starting 1981 or something.
I think they're starting to think it was 1969.
69, was it? Way before.
But yeah, it's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it was the ship that was upside down or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Great movie.
So, Patrick, what was that film about? Why would you have a film about a boat turning upside down?
I just remember Ernest Borgnine, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The importance of being Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah. And Ernest Borgnine. It was kind of a star-studded cast, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's Shelley Winters in a fascist
Shelley Winters,
forever.
Yeah. And it was fascinating.
They needed someone buoyant for that particular.
Yeah, right. She literally paid the fat lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. What was that movie for? I don't know.
What the hell was it about?
It's about everything being upside down. We're down under, you know what I mean? We're right. Upside down.
That's right. You're on the, I can drink.
Castle, and there you are in Rochester on the other side.
Yep.
I'm living next door to Alice.
Living next door to Alice.
Yeah, the culture, the English cultures that spread across the globe.
Yeah.
And it was an empire. It was an empire. Amazing.
You reckon it's gone?
London looks, man, doesn't look like London.
London doesn't look like London.
No.
What do you think it looks like?
I don't know. Place I don't really want to visit anymore.
It's got a giant penis in it. I know that.
It's got, man, it was fun. I mean, it was fun back in, I think I biked from London to Dover and to Southampton when I was 18.
Sure. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
God, you have the Tulsic fans.
Just you wait and see. Wasn't that beautiful?
That was nice. You have a nice voice.
It's almost John Laws-like. It's like, seriously, 1-300-564-652. Call Frank now.
Pledge money to Ab for this great singing, and you can have it every day.
Oh, wow.
As long as Ab
sings. Long as you take an ounce of salt a day.
Yeah.
I always like the ounce of salt thing because, you know, when I think of an ounce of salt, it's pretty pornographic what I think of. It's like, you know, a mouthful of cum.
Wow. I just don't know what to say when.
You think? They don't call me Rotten Roland for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm disgusting.
Gone.
We can't have that.
You know, all I can do is endorse Dave Jane. Say, what is your Rolo?
What is your Rolo, Dave Jane? Dave J just pisses everyone off because war is not a hoax. Bloody Navy or in the Army. So
did you join the Navy to see the sea, Patrick, or what was the story there?
I wanted a job.
Did you have to get a haircut to get a real job? Get a job.
Yeah, and they would let me fly planes.
Okay, right, Patrick, tell me about your experience with your gyroscopic instruments as you flew over the world. Did they flip over?
The gyroscope?
When you were flying along just straight and level, and as you moved around the curve of the Earth,
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like, and you go up to 20,000 feet, and it's pretty fucking flat.
I think it's funny, hilarious, all this stuff. So yeah, when I was learning to fly, I'm going up and we get up. We're only allowed to fly at 10,000 feet. Sure. Here I am up at 10,000 feet, and as you've always got to keep your horizon in the center of the screen. Sure. You know, just by eye, absolutely. Make a couple absolutely. Of marks, and that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and he said, "You engineers are all the fucking same." You know, no wonder it's so hard to teach you blokes how to fly. You've got all this stuff in your heads.
Yeah, it's like, get it out of your head.
That was a crack up for me.
Yeah, quit thinking and fly the damn thing.
Just do it.
I've had so many students that, you know, you just like, you taking any flying lessons? No, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're doing great.
Hey, just don't think, just do it. Yeah, get into it.
Yeah, there's some monkey skills, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like playing an instrument kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I just peeled some potatoes.
So just confirming that you have never, ever noticed any curve ever while you fly.
Well, you got a curved canopy, right? So I was flying a high-performance turboprop plane that could go 225 miles an hour and fully aerobatic. Bit of curve on stuff,
yeah, it
right?
does, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you don't really think about it, though. You just fly the plane, right?
That doesn't sound that fast. I have got a Piper Comanche 1958 version, and it does 145 knots, which is pretty quick.
Yeah,
no, it is quick, 145 knots.
That is a plane that was built 60 years ago.
Wow. 101 things that can go wrong with a DC-10. There's a book that I read.
And yet the DC-3s.
A friend I played baseball with wanted to be a pilot. Nothing wrong with getting on a plane. I'm going to go to Vanuatu in a month and see an active volcano.
Cool.
Hopefully it's, you know, firing up lava. That's what I want to see. With my own eyes, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you believe your own senses, right?
That's the only thing you've got. I mean, how many senses have we got, Frank? Sight, touch, smell, you know, olfactory, and what else? What else we got? There's the sixth sense and the seventh sense, maybe, I don't know.
So there's taste, touch, hearing.
Yeah, five. Yeah.
And smell. Straight out of Gnostic media by some guy called...
Jan Irving, yeah.
Yeah, but the guy he interviewed, what was his name? Odell.
I think there was the guys who were doing... They took on that learning program. Like they were kind of explaining what bullshit school is. How the education system's broken. John Taylor Gatto.
Yeah. But the guy I was thinking of was called Odie or something was the first guy that Jan Irvin.
Yeah, but it comes from Aristotle.
Does it really?
I don't know. Yeah, does it really?
I guess my only problem, Patrick, is that I just now am the ounce of salt guy in every way. My skepticism is to a whole new level.
I was a good musician today, and we were talking about all this stuff.
Really?
It's like, if you know, if you're still talking about sports ball in my team, right?
Yeah.
It's like, who gives a shit? There's so much more fun stuff.
The A-League Grand Final's here and next Saturday, and I'll be up seeing Exoteric 64 in Port Macquarie this Saturday. Thank goodness I won't be here in Newcastle, but... Do you call your black mate nigger? Like, g'day nigger? What's up, nigger? You remember Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moe, catch a nigger by the toe? Like, now it's called catch a tiger by the tail because political correctness has gone mad. You can't even call people a nigger.
You know, it's fucking crazy, isn't it?
What did God do to the sodomites? It can't be worse than what they did to each other.
Let's just put some more soy into the
soil and green. Soil and green.
Soil and green, yeah. Soy boys. Got to get that
Soy boys, yeah. I used to knock around with a whole bunch of puss when I was a younger man, and they're violent people that drink rum, and you hung around with the bloody soy boys, the puffs.
I don't think that's stereotype.
The PC Brigade, or it's called SJW now. Warriors.
Social Justice Warriors. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. So they turned Doctor Who into a war.
Right. Yeah, that'll be next.
Yeah, I know. It's just this crazy shit, and you've got to resist. You got to resist and push back. That's all I say.
No one cares if anyone our age resists. That's
all the younger people.
That's us. They don't care if we resist or not. They know we're going to resist because we're cranky old men. They've already made a TV show.
We are cranky old men. Yeah.
They've just made a TV show about us, and we neutralized. Easy.
Yep.
I did I did like the American film with Jack Lemmon and
Of course you did. Humor is the way.
Yeah, grumpy old man. It was a good
humor is the way you get neutralized, Rollo. That's why I think humor is the most evil, insidious weapon of all time.
That's George Carlin, right? George Carlin.
And
like, you shouldn't be laughing. Well, if you're laughing at it, you're laughing at it because it's fucking true. I think George is dead now. I think he died.
He's playing the Queen Mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember the comedy albums that used to come out, as records, 33?
Yeah, like You Don't Have to Be Jewish, the most famous one of all time. Have you heard You Don't Have to Be Jewish?
No.
Which one? Who was that, Carlin? Or
it was just a whole bunch of those records that came out from so the time I'm talking about is the guys like Bob Newhart and a few other people.
Bob Newhart. We had one called Toledo Window Box.
All right.
And that was George Carlin. You put it on the record player, and he was talking about all the different kinds of weed. He goes, "What are you smoking, man?" He says, "Toledo Window Box." So he grew it in his window box in Ohio.
Did he?
That was the joke. It's like, wow, he gets a Maui Wowie. I think the title of the album was Toledo Window Box. And he had the
I'll try and find it, and I'll put it in the live stream.
And then they had the seven words you can't say.
Penis is one of them.
How to take care of your penis.com.
If anyone says penis, you may as well have just
How to take care of your penis dot
WordPress.
WordPress.com. Yeah.
Remember the one, he goes, I was at a party and a girl came up and says, "Hi." He says, "Well, hi, I'm Jane."
Let's ask Frank,
not about that at all. It's about being thoughtful and caring and being sensitive to how people are. That's what it's really about.
Oh, you sound so lovely. I just want to give you a big hug.
Because it's about how much we care for the disadvantaged and the people that are really fooled about what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so because their models are all up to shit, mm-hmm. they make stupid decisions and their life goes to shit.
Mm-hmm. You never made a stupid decision in your life?
I've only made stupid decisions in my life.
You've only made
stupid decisions.
If I do this, I know I'm, if I say something right now, I know I'm going to get a punch in the face or whatever it is. And nobody wants that. So the only stupid decision, I think, to me, you, Frank, is following Dallas Goldbug or Ed Cherini.
Why do you think that's a stupid decision?
Because he's full of shit. It makes you look like an idiot.
Well, I don't care. Why don't you care? As long as my life is better, because one of the falsities spread in the world is that
A equals A.
Yeah. The whole idea that how people think of you is important is just another way to have yourself be controlled.
Yeah, I think you're right there with the whole Facebook thing. And you want how many friends?
The whole fact that you think, I'm wrong about jealousy, right? Your opinion is completely irrelevant if it's not backed up with anything at all. How can you listen to John Laws too long? John Laws is
number one, isn't he? Alan Jones. Gloria.
Alan Jones.
He's not even a close second, is he, Alan Jones?
He's got a thing going on.
I wish I could sing like that. I mean, be careful what you wish for, but I wish I could sing like that. So you think you can tell and feel from a cold steel rail.
Now I want you to reach inside yourself. Rollo, I want you to reach inside and get the real artistic you out now. Come on, you can do it. Reach deep inside for that beautiful voice you know's in there.
I'm a husk. I'm an empty shell. you listen to me and all you can hear is the ocean. That's what I am. I'm a husk.
It was a beautiful metaphor though. I can sense the artist in you struggling to break out. What do you think, Patrick? Can you hear that yearning in there waiting to come out of Rollo?
I think everybody has to find their voice.
Yeah, but Rollo can't because he's in character as Rollo. That's the problem here. He's not allowed to break out of character, otherwise he gets his pay reduced by 12%.
Sing a song, make it happy, last a whole life long.
Ba-da-da-da. Don't worry that it's not good enough for Faith College's radio. Ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, I can't break out of character, so I've got to use my real name. Because that's what Richard has go at me about. He says, Rollo is not your real name. It's a nickname.
He's like, it's Richard.
It's a pseudonym.
Pseudonym. Pseudonym, yeah. Roland is my real name.
That's not a cold and flu medication. It's a pseudonym.
Oh, yeah. It's good. You want to make some ice? Yeah, just go grab some of that cold medication and... We had a problem with ice here in Newcastle a few years back.
You wouldn't have had a problem if the local radio hadn't kept going on there saying, ice is a problem, ice is a problem, ice is a problem. If you hadn't done that, it would have been okay. No one would have even known about it.
Have you ever done it? Ice?
No.
No?
That'd be ridiculous. I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. Yeah. I wouldn't touch ice or nice single malt scotch. I don't know, Patrick. What's your weapon of choice when you have a drink? We got some
awesome craft beer going on now in the States.
Yep. You know, a little bourbon.
Yeah, a little bourbon.
But I like the Monty Python gag. Beer in America is like making love in a canoe. It's fucking close to water.
Yes, I mean that.
Yeah,
that
yeah
was,
but that's changed now because they make those strong Indian pale ales now.
I'm drinking this thing called the Transmigration of the Souls right now. Yeah.
Transmigration. One of the things I really. Secular and religion's not important, and the Bible's a load of bullshit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But everything else is just becoming totally biblical, isn't it? It's just a cracker. Yeah. All the movies, all the stuff, like beer. Exactly. Now beer's a spiritual experience. Fantastic.
Well, this Orpheus Brewing Company, it is good. Dude, it is
the Orpheus. So they're not holding back anymore, are they?
No, I mean they probably got to give us good because we know they know too much.
No, we think we know too much.
We think we know too much, but give them some good beer. That'll hold them back for a while. And I got some, you know, I got some lamb chops I'm doing tonight. From Australia.
Are they grass fed? Oh, if they're in Australia, they are.
Yeah, all the lamb in Australia these days.
Is that right?
Yeah, we don't have lamb farms. Weird.
When I was a boy, there were American films would come out about the rancher around the cowboy should get on, or something about the sheep farmers and the cattle farmers.
Yeah, the cattlemen.
The cowboys and the, what was it?
Yeah, they didn't like the sheep farmers, right?
Yeah, what was that song? The cowboys. I'm going to look it up now.
Is it Roy Rogers?
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
The cowboy and the... that was a crack-up.
How about Blazing Saddles?
Eat the more you toot.
Yep.
here we go. I've got the lyrics. The farmer around the cowboy should be friends. Oh, the farmer around the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends. How good is that? They just don't write songs like that.
I want to do a big shout-out to Exoteric64, who's from New Zealand, so he's a sheep shagger. But that's a plowman joke, a cowman-plowman joke. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I was a young plowboy, yeah.
So I wonder who decided that the USA wouldn't have any sheep.
Right. It's all part of the... Somehow it's like, okay, we got the cattle. Australia gets the sheep.
Yeah.
Well, no, New Zealand more than Australia. But okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, okay. But they're going dairy now, Rollo. The sheep thing is kind of disappearing from New Zealand.
They're into venison and a few other.
They've got a few exotics, but basically they're now moving into Fonterra land. So New Zealand is really becoming Fonterra land.
There you go. If I was Sean Connery's still alive, why the hell he didn't play the main guy in the Lord of the Rings? And ended up going to Ian McKellen.
Frodo?
No, Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen was...
Was he the pedophile?
he's certainly gay. He's gay. I don't know if he's a pedo.
I thought he was embroiled in some kind of pedo thing.
I don't know if he's like, I mean...
They should never put him in charge of a school.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean you're a pedo.
They should never put him in charge of that school, then, should they?
That's a good call, Patrick. Ah, oh, that's awesome. My favorite actor probably was what was his name? The guy that played in Superman. He played Gene Hackman. Remember Gene Hackman?
Oh yeah, Gene Hackman.
Is Hackman his real name?
I don't know. Probably not. So look that up.
Yeah. I remember reading an article where Hackman was kind of he was pissed off because of the Schwarzenegger movies.
Oh, is that what it was?
Schwarzenegger, the action movie kind of overtook.
What's his real name though? He's Arnold Strang or something.
Schwarzenegger is not his name.
No. Schwarzenegger's. Can you spell Schwarzenegger?
No, fuck no.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But I did like, do you know O.J. Simpson was the first guy that was going to be the Terminator? Not Arnold.
Really?
O.J. Simpson, man, he was the man back in the day.
He was.
And there were so many roles that O.J. Simpson could have been. Do you think he murdered Ronald Goldman and his wife? What was his wife's name?
I think he's a good boy. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah. He was a great actor. He could play comedy. He could play drama. He could do it all. Yeah. He was an NFL guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, footballer.
Didn't his wife go on to become Katie, what's her name, on the news report? I'll think of a name soon.
She burned the coal. She paid the toll.
I think the chances of any of that story having any basis in fact are quite low. Let's put it that way.
I think anything in the news media, Frank, is fake. What's his name? Carl Stefanovic. Carl Stefanovic. He said he was there in Paris just after that bloody, when they blew up the soccer stadium or whatever it was, and then shut up a whole bunch of, what was it, coffee cafes and whatnot in France. And
yeah,
he said he was there, and I'm just going, I mean, I'm not saying he was green screened. He's just a bullshit artist and knows how to read an audio cue. That's all he knows how to do. It's the same with David Koch from Channel 7. I was coming back from, where was I? I was in Malaysia or Thailand or somewhere. And I ran into David Koch in the Sydney airport. And I thought I knew him. I went, I know you. Where do I know you from? And I went to try and shake his hand. He almost wanted to punch me out. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, I just went, ah, jeez. I don't know you at all. I just know you because you're on television.
I did one day.
Yeah.
And he was a very, very charming man. I don't believe any of that pedophile stuff.
No, me neither. My mother worked for the BBC back in 1969 or maybe even before. She got trapped in a lift with Rolf Harris where the lift stopped with him for 2 hours, and she said he was just the nicest guy. Never laid a hand on her, and Rolf, I think Rolf was thrown under the bus. He was really screwed over.
Well, no, he was just paying the ferryman. If you want to get famous, that's what you've got to do.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So you've got to, All right, I've got you there. I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, there's no evidence for him doing anything wrong. I don't actually
think he's in jail, by the way. Just
said he grabbed a couple of young girls on the bottom or something, or pinched their bottoms or something. Who hasn't pinched, a lovely young lady on the bottom? I've done it. I'm not in jail. I guess you will be now.
I'm not making any admissions on public radio, but you go right ahead. I think you're a pretty great artist, Roller.
A bullshit artist.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They get from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
They used to play that song for that Queenslander girl. What was it? Jackie. Oh, she used to be on Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous, that girl.
Yeah, Jackie, yeah, hey, it's Saturday. Folks are dumb where I come from. Every time she came on, they would play that song. John Blackman, I think, played it because he was a classic. Oh, one of my favorite.
He must be still alive.
My favorite two people when it comes to, look, I've got a lot of Blackman and, just really, really funny people that just, very good at their job. Yeah, but Jackie, friggin' hell. Yeah. Her sister worked on a show called Wombat, which was a children's show.
Hey, it's Saturday.
Jackie something, yeah.
Jackie McDonald,
there you go. Her sister worked on Wombat, which was an Australian TV show. I think it was a national thing. For children, but Jackie was the, she was so, she played it, what do you call it, ditzy. She played a ditzy role, but she wasn't ditzy, she was fantastic.
And every second week in the New Idea or something would come out an article saying how she wanted to be taken seriously.
Yeah. Why not? I never, Australian. Well, I am Australian.
I was born in Birkenhead.
Birkenhead?
Birkenhead.
Where's the Liverpool accent?
But I can say purple.
Do you know who was born in Liverpool? One of my favourite actors, Tom Baker. And he doesn't have a Liverpool accent either.
That's because the rain in Spain falls mainly on the TARDIS.
On the TARDIS. Get back in time.
More if you went back, hey,
Oh, go Patrick. Yeah. What, Michael Caine?
My name is Michael Caine.
That's pretty damn good, Patrick. So,
is he Liverpool?
Do you want to know? He's a Londoner.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Well, maybe it's because he's a Londoner. Surprised. I'm so surprised.
He got his last name from the Caine Mutiny. Remember the book? The Caine.
And
what was it? Michael, I think it's his middle name. It was Morris Michael Micklewhite or something. He's a great actor, though. You know, he almost got shafted from the first film he did. It was called Zulu. And they had so much in the can. He was such a bad actor. They thought he was so bad. Yeah. But they couldn't shit can it because they had so much in the can. So you can't change an actor like in the middle of a movie because like people will know.
he
ended up being really, really. I mean, Michael Caine is like
he's great.
He's great.
He's like, was he in A Bridge Too Far too?
I don't know. Help me out there, Frank.
Well,
you're only supposed to blow the fucking doors off. Remember the Italian job?
He's been in so many movies. He's iconic.
Oh yeah, he was in Jaws 4. Remember Jaws 4? One of the worst movies ever made. Just to put an extension on his house. Have you read his book? It's a classic read. Read Michael Caine's autobiography. David Niven done. Oh, here we go. Here comes Ab.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of bullshit from Patrick and Frank and Alice Assault on Fakeologist.com.
I prefer to think of it as bullshit.
Bull what?
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Right. Another hour of bullshit. We've got a new donator, by the way. Let's thank Felix. His name's Xyloflex, and he's a great researcher, and he does lots of good work. So thank you, Felix. But, yeah, you are listening to another hour of Patrick and Ounce of Salt, Frank, from Geelong. Geelong. Oh, wow.
All the donors are leaving their brains at the door before they come in. Is that the story?
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah. Yeah, leave your brain at the door. Yeah. Thank you, Jackie McDonald.
He was in the movie Bridge Too Far.
Yeah, he was. Yep,
he was.
Yep, And then I liked the guy. You know, also the guy was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He played the bald guy.
Never watched
the Jack name. Asner.
Not Asner. The one who sat next to her, but
Ed Asner. That's right. Not Jack.
Ed Asner.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking right. About the. The guy who played Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
The Love Boat. Come on, Frank. Sing that. Come on, Frank.
No. Every time I see the Love Boat, I think of Get Smart and that guy from Chaos. We don't do this here. Stop. Right.
Oh, Chaos. That's right. And then,
Donald Sutherland was in that movie, too. So you had the guy, Captain Steubing, was playing the mechanic, the tank mechanic. He's like, cease with the negative waves, baby.
Oh, Donald Sutherland's the Canadian, too. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he's Canadian. He was in a great film called Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
But I don't know if I ever watched
it. Fucking scares the shit out of you. Because, sorry, spoilers, but, he was converted by then. I fucked it up for anyone who has. It was Philip Kaufman. Philip Kaufman did that. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I think it was first done in the 50s.
Yes, that's right. And the guy that comes up to the car and starts yelling at Donald Sutherland and whoever the woman was, the pretty girl, was the original guy in the 50s version. Yeah, it was a reboot in 1978. Yeah. Oh, God, that was good. It was, yeah, they remade it, Australian version, with, Nicole Kidman and, I can't remember the guy who was in it. It was no good. They tried to reboot it a third time.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, that was Kubrick's last film, wasn't it? 1999?
Yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Rothschilds.
Do you think Kubrick did the moon landing stuff? Do you think?
Patrick,
what do you reckon?
I like it. I mean, I think it'd be fun if he did. 2001 Space Odyssey, what a great freaking movie that one was. I mean, the encoded meanings of that one.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Freemason,
Patrick? No.
No, you're not? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Frank? Are you a Freemason, mate?
Well, no one's ever asked me, but, you know, just in case any are listening.
Yeah. What was the answer? We didn't get the answer.
I'm just pointing out that no one's ever asked me as well. I think I need to hedge a lot more, don't I?
Well, just say yes or no.
No, that would be too much, too easy for you.
Oh. When it's a Masonic lodge, every little small town.
Especially here in Australia.
Oh, here too. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, a boys' club. Gentlemen's club, they call it.
No, I don't agree with you, Rolly. The problem with
go for it.
Masonry is that those guys pledge loyalty to an unnamed contract. They pledge loyalty and agree to do all sorts of stuff before they even know what the contract is. It's rank idiocy.
Mm.
It's Kabbalah.
It's worse than that. You're actually pledging a whole lot of stuff to an unknown contract. Why would anyone do that? Why would you be so stupid?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go for a snake. I'll be right back.
Enlightenment. I don't know. Definitely caught on, though, didn't it?
Well, you still can't get in.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Don't you? You reckon you can make a rocket, a poultice of dough without signing over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right. That's all I can say.
I know I am. There's plenty of people. I think it was a fraternal thing. It was also a pushback probably against the papacy, right?
Yeah.
And the Inquisition, you know, you start putting some thumb screws on people. Maybe they get a little tired of that shit.
Yeah.
You torture them. And the Catholic rule, you know. People got on wooden ships to get away from it.
Yeah, and yet, I think there's reasonable grounds to suggest that the Catholics actually set the thing up.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's layers upon layer, but I'm just saying that the idea that you have, you know,
Cavalus.
Yes, and he's, you know, and he's doing alchemy.
Yeah,
and all the free thinkers were, you know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like. I like the idea that maybe the whole timeline is skewed.
I don't like the idea, but it certainly is pretty plausible now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, maybe they just eliminated some centuries here and there.
Yeah.
And maybe Rome wasn't that long ago. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? And you followed it back, of course, probably to like the Danma and the Sabbatai.
Now, what's that? I'm not familiar with what you're saying at all.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Well, the Sabbatai, he thought, and his followers thought, was the Messiah.
Huh?
1666. Okay, and then the Turkish authority, what do you call the head of the Islamic Turks. He said, dude, you convert to Islam, I'm going to kill you.
The Ayatollah.
It wasn't that. It was something else in Turkey. It's
okay.
Whatever it is. But yeah, he's better convert or I chop your head off. And Sabbatai Zvi did. Hey, I'm Islam now. So
I'm just listening to you in the other room, Patrick. Ab's interviewing you now. How difficult is it to be in the military?
Mentally awake, morally straight.
That's right.
I just gave you the Boy Scout oath.
Yeah. Did you ever touch the Golden Rivet? Did you ever touch the Golden Rivet or not?
The Golden what?
Did an American say, what the fuck's that?
Yeah, many times, yeah.
Golden
Rivet is so cool. Yeah.
The Golden Rivet.
Have you ever heard of a guy called John Bolton? Like, John Bolton, like, he's, like, basically running your country now.
Oh, I mean, that idiot, yeah, bloody Trump. Fucking neocon extraordinary.
Neocon, yeah. We shouldn't get political, but I'm a psychologist. We can go anywhere. Yeah, I've always had a problem with that John Bolton guy. I thought he was just a nasty piece of work.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he's a cunt. So that's what we call him in Australia. We're allowed to drop the C-bomb.
The Golden Rivet. What is it?
Yeah, he's a cunt. Oh, the Golden Rivet is a it's an old submarine type term. Yeah, we take it up the bum hole.
It's like Aleister Crowley kind of thing.
Yeah, Crowley type thing. Yeah.
The final speech.
But
I really
just a comedic character now, you know.
I never got sucked into Jones, but I think he's, I don't know what his purpose is. Bolton, I mean, maybe, what if Bolton's not real?
Good point.
I'm more concerned if he is real.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Hashtag me too.
You know what?
Right? Yeah. Some guy puts on a mustache every morning, you know?
Yeah. Jones does his job.
Does his thing and
like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump though. Donald Trump's got pizzazz, he's an absolute character. I mean, what's not to love about Donald Trump? You know, shaving Vince McMahon's head and doing shit like that. You know, giving him he's a 70-year-old man. What's it called? A game of haymaker. And obviously we know WWF is not real. Some Americans think that wrestling is real.
That's amazing.
Incredible, isn't it? You just go like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
I'm going to say that's an urban myth. I don't believe that any Americans think that world championship wrestling is real.
Maybe.
I'm just going to – I think that's just one of those,
I used to work in a video store. Frank. I used to work in a video store in La Kemba way back in 1988, 89.
Yeah.
And the most popular videos that were rented out were the wrestling ones. That were always out. The WrestleMania and something like that. Sure. And people would come in and demanding WrestleMania like 2 weeks before it's been. I don't have the damn video. I don't have it. But if I had it, you could. I would get it. There you go. Enjoy.
Like, well, that
The Rock, The Rock, Kaufman, Dwayne Johnson, Kaufman, or whatever his Kaufman. Name is. No, that,
Andy that's Kaufman, tough. Right?
Andy Kaufman. Yeah, that's right. He wrestled women.
Tony Clifton.
Yeah, that's right. He was the what was it? The lounge singer. The smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
And then you had Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, same guy. Yeah.
Remember he got slapped down or something? What? This isn't real.
Kennedy headshot on his show.
Oh,
remember that?
God, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, back into the left.
Geraldo,
yeah, he was there going like, this, I've got this video footage. They finally produced it, in 1978? When he was killed in, supposedly in 1963, right. November 22nd.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he fires Alan Dulles.
Alan Dulles, that's right, yeah.
And he fires him, and Dulles just goes back to then he gets killed, and Alan Dulles was in charge of the Warren Commission.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So it's like the guy gets fired, but then he's in charge of the commission.
The Warren Commission.
Right. They just stamped Senator Warren's name on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And, but it was really Alan Dulles running the thing.
I was like, I've got the DVD here. The deleted scenes. I always like the deleted scenes from the JFK film, because if you're going to shoot someone and you've got Kennedy coming up before it turns on to Elm Street, it's a big marksman. You're gonna blow his head off. You're gonna blow his head off.
So is this before it turns on to Elm? Is this where Nightmare on Elm Street comes from?
Nightmare on Elm Street. It sure is.
It's a JFK reference. I didn't realize that.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. How could it not be?
I think you're right now you've said it, but it never, you know, it's like Mr. Smoke too much. It never occurred to me before.
Yeah. Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street is, because there's that triple freeway. Have you been to Dallas? Have you?
I have been to Dallas Fort Worth Airport, where we landed.
But you haven't been in Dealey Plaza, though. Have you been in Dealey Plaza?
No, I just need to talk about Dallas.
Go for it.
Dallas Fort Worth Airport for a second and ask you, Patrick, when I flew into that airport, which must be 30 years ago now, nearly.
Yeah.
That airport had eight planes, or eight layers of a circle circling around the airport waiting to get into dock. We were like 2 hours on the tarmac waiting to try and get a gate. Is it still like that?
Dude, I haven't been there in years. I mean, I think I flew in that one. It's crappy airport is what you're saying.
Is it still crappy, is it? It was. This is
probably.
You know, I can't even imagine what it's like now if it was that bad in 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think most things go through land. That's the biggest, and then Chicago. I don't know, they're all kind of crappy. I mean, look at TSA. I mean, it's like jobs program. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, they're doing nothing.
The most one big job. And the most humorous thing for me about that, the equivalent of that in Australia, is that I went through Sydney Airport a couple of weeks ago, and the entire team of people doing the baggage checking were in Muslim headdress. And they just do that deliberately to have people's heads spin.
Yeah, just to freaking trigger you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got into, when I went to Dublin, and I said, I'm not a terrorist, I'm a tourist. No, I didn't say that. I should have said that.
I'm a tourist.
Yeah, I'm not a terrorist, I'm a tourist. You know, all the alarms went off.
Oh, God.
Everyone went, I almost got frog marched back straight onto that big plane. What do they call those big double-decker planes now that we...
The Spruce Goose.
That was the Spruce Goose.
Step away from your iPhone, sir. Step away.
That's right. The guy that was pointing the iPhone at the cop in Canada.
Step away, sir.
The cop's not hiding behind the car.
I'm sorry, sir. Officer Crowley to inspect you now.
the great thing about the police force now is that they don't need any basic training, do they? They've all watched television, so they know exactly what to do.
That's right. Yeah, you just, you know, it's just a joke.
it's like the young kids in Geelong around me, they all... just seen on the television. I cannot believe for one minute that the Victorian Police Force teaches those young constables to do the things they do. I haven't
had a drink all night. No, I haven't had a cunt all night. Drinkstable is the old.
Right. I'm not actually a doctor, but I.
I'll have a look at that for you. Yeah. What's it called? I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll have a look at it for you.
I've seen a lot of television shows.
Well, you do that English very well.
I mean, when you stand in, right?
Hello, I've got Michael Caine on the phone. Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael.
My name is Michael.
Your name is Michael Caine. Well, this is Alex Jansen.
Patrick, while you're in the mood for learning new accents, I've got the perfect way for you to learn the Australian accent. Are you ready?
Yes, I can't do it.
The rhine in spine falls mildly on the pine.
Ooh, I like it. The rhine in spine
falls mildly on the pine. Pline.
Fucking Sheila's.
Brilliant. Sheila's and then you just ask someone the question when you come to Australia. Do you know what a bison is? Do you know what a bison is, Patrick?
Bison.
Do you know what a bison is?
Well, yeah. You're talking about the big buffalo.
No. It's something you wash your thighs in.
Wash your thighs. Bison. Nice. You know, the bison. Well, that's not a knife. This is a knife. I'm Crocodile Dundee.
I think he's been knighted for that role, by the way.
Has he?
I think so.
Holy shit. And then he married the actress. And then they recently got divorced, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think she used a colonoscopy thing either. I think she just cleaned him out the other way.
Hmm. Something cut out for me.
This is a knife.
That's a fucking knife here.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife. I like about you, Patrick, and what I like about Frank is you both, even though Frank doesn't call himself a psychologist, because this stuff can get on top of you.
Yeah, if you don't have fun, I mean, that's what we used to say, if you're not having fun.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right. Anything wrong.
Debbie Downer, yeah. Or Debbie, what's it Downer called? Or a negative Nancy.
Yeah. A lot of them out there, or they rob people of their pride of ownership, you know. Yeah. Like if somebody writes you a report, right? And maybe it sucks a little bit, right? But maybe it's just a shitty little report that doesn't really matter much.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I rob them of their pride?
Yeah, well, pride is like one of the seven deadly sins, right?
Well, okay. I mean, in the sense of like...
Yeah. Are you proud of your children? How many children have you got?
Two.
Two? You got two kids? And how many have you got, Frank?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose that. I need to protect the innocents in some way.
All right, okay, so you don't have any kids. I don't have any kids, as far as I'm aware.
Right. Daddy, I've come to find you. You hear me now? Don't you remember Turkey? I kill you now.
Hey.
Good one.
Have you got a boy and a girl, or have you just got two boys?
One of each.
One of each?
Yep.
Brilliant. Yeah. My friend always said, don't have more than two. You replace yourself and your wife. Otherwise, it's selfish. There's some...
Why is it selfish?
9 or 10 children. I don't know.
Why is it selfish?
To create a tribe. I think you should just replace yourself and your wife.
Why do you think?
I guess, yeah, because from the Australian point of view, personally, I'm not all right, I'm not all left. I just think, yeah, just replace yourself and your wife.
They're my replacement.
Men can have many, there's some guy that had 100 or 200 children or something.
My driver he had 13 kids.
No, more than that. Hundreds. Yeah.
Well, my grandfather had like 13.
Yeah, you had to back when you're farming.
Wow. 13 kids? Your grandfather? On your
folks
mother,
are dumb where he came from. This is my father's father. He had 13.
13 children.
Children.
Fucking hell. Get quick to the food bowl or whatever it is.
Jeez. So, you know, and who's more successful, you know?
more children, or you can play a guitar better than me, or a piano better than me. I don't know. What is success to you?
Okay, so I don't think there is any such thing as success. I think all of this stuff is just all a total.
You being on Luke's video there and looking like the old man in the sea,
It's all just a bit private. No, I think all of this attachment to the material that is what the Bible.
We are living in a material, and you're real boy.
and you're dumb to attach anything to it at all, because all that happens is you fry your brain with envy and all the seven deadly sins.
Yeah. Well, you said, I mean, I can read it. You put the video up there, and there's my 5 minutes of fun.
My 5 minutes of glory.
Glory, was it? Is that what you wrote? Okay, that's fine. Glory. Yeah. Gloria.
To be the mad shaman. That's my.
You were the mad shaman in that video.
My epitaph.
Who are we flashing around that? What was that? Was that a bunch of weed, or what was that? Where did you grab those little twigs from? Where you were shaking them behind the old Luke's head?
I'm sorry, I can't reveal that at this stage.
You can't reveal that. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, it was a good video clip. It was well produced and well edited together. It was interesting to know that you were actually listening to the. So you could actually, when you had to shake in rhythm, you know. Right?
It was all about getting into that trance-like state.
Yeah. So who's the most famous person you ever met, Frank, apart from yourself?
Who's the most famous person what?
You've ever met, apart from yourself. I mean, tell me a million times.
The guy that plays Elvis Costello is one of my cousins.
Plays Elvis Costello.
Nice.
Yeah.
My favorite Elvis Costello song is going to be.
Know the difference between love and about to let go.
No.
It's got strange hands in your sweat.
No, it's not my favorite Elvis Costello. No, it's not that one. What's my favorite Elvis Costello song? He had a really awesome song, Elvis. Yeah, absolutely my favorite Elvis Costello song. And he had that sort of Elvis leg thing going when he sang it.
Remember the Specials?
Yeah.
Did you guys like the Specials?
The Specials. Tell us about them.
They were it was like a English ska for 2 weeks.
Okay.
To get a record deal.
Well, they had a song called
Ghost. A very well-known performer called Ross McManus, who played he was the vocalist in a band called the Joe Lost Orchestra, which was very big in his day.
And Joe Lost Orchestra.
His grandfather, and from Liverpool to New York.
Right.
And even before that time, you know, that's my family. It's been a long line of troubadours, you know.
So you got some musical talent in your family.
Yeah, it's a long, long line. Very.
It's a long line. It's a long line, me and you. Yeah, so.
I thought you were going to sing Was a Long, Long Way to Tipperary then.
It's long. No. Hey, True Blue, it's me and you. It's my face. Waiting here to find.
And I think on his
age, he might. Now, he died in 1909. Yeah, so Joe Loss. Yeah, the Joe Loss Orchestra.
So I think on his mother's side, it was even, you know, even more of that sort of stuff going on.
Sure.
So he
a handsome fellow. He's a good looking bloke. Yeah. He's got the lovely bow tie. Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool. Elvis Costello. What's his real name?
Declan McManus.
Oh, let's have a look. What is it?
Declan McManus.
Declan McManus.
Declan McManus.
Declan, yeah. The D.
D-C-L-A-N.
Yeah, that's good. A great name, Declan.
Yeah, Declan, Deccan, Patrick.
Do you get when you fall in love? He's in that.
You get enough germs to catch pneumonia.
Oh, nice.
After you do, she'll never fall. your eye. Never fall in love again.
Yeah.
Patrick, you've got the dulcet tones.
A little bit.
I wish I had it. I mean, be careful what you wish for. I wish I had it.
Hello,
world.
Reach inside you, Rollo. We told you before.
You've got that great.
Hello, world. I'm John Laws.
I think you're better than John Laws.
Yeah, me too.
You do?
I do. Absolutely.
He's got the timbre, hasn't he?
I was like listening to that guy, and I'm like, this is like some kind of Aussie fucking Limbaugh or whatever. And I'm like, dude, it's so canned. You got a better voice.
Well, I'm thanking you for that, and I've got Patrick. Yeah, and, I'm gonna hang up on you now. Thanks. You're gone.
Gotta hang up.
You, Patrick, you coward. Bang.
You're a coward.
In the show notes, so you can have a listen to me.
I did listen to him.
Yeah, but when I told him, oh, you're a fucking moron or something, I said, and it got edited out. Yeah,
of course.
But it went through. I thought he had a 7-second delay on 2SM, but he doesn't. So the bomb went through.
Quit thinking about that turd and do your own thing.
Yeah, I should do. Well, I'm doing my own thing now with you, Patrick, yeah, and
that's
you.
Right.
Radio Rollo.
Radio. Well, it's not really radio. I want to do a big shout out to Tom Dalpera from Nutmeg, the Nutsmegger himself. Yeah, is he
from Nutmeg City Limits?
Yeah, he lives in Cambridge, and we had a chat the day, the fellow in the Weekend at Bernie's, we call him the Weekend at Bernie's guy, you know, he's like,
right. Does he exist?
I think he's fake.
Yeah, fake.
I guess my particular favorite part about that fakery is the fact that everyone's able to suspend disbelief that he can somehow have that machine express his real thoughts.
Yeah.
I just think that's the most amusing part of that whole thing.
And it can only do this sound really never.
Patrick! You are the most brilliant. I can't do that. Ab actually had a program to do that.
Any world is round. I think
in there completely comatose in the wheelchair, and this computer voice comes out.
just give me that job. You know, like, so, like.
It's a pretty easy job, isn't it? How do you go?
You're wheeling your ass around with a joystick, right? You're leaning your finger and feels thirsty.
How did you make all the saliva? That can't be easy. That part would be tricky. I think you need a lot of.
He's probably got a saliva bottle.
Yeah, it reminds me. Hey, Frank, it reminds me of John Laws. John Laws, because he's got the voice, right? Yeah,
I thought you were going to say it's because he's drooling all the time.
Oh, Laws, he drools all over me. Oh, yeah, he loves me. Uncle John. Uncle Richard Sinclair Laws. John Sinclair Laws, yeah.
I think
he calls me Rollo. Richard. He calls me Richard and has a go at me for using a nickname. That's it. He had a go at me using a nickname, and his name's Richard. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, look,
your name's not John. Your name's Richard.
I think you've been harshly treated, Rollo.
I think Lawsy loves playing with.
He's playing with fire when he does that with you.
Big time.
He's going to get his comeuppance, as far as I can work out. I know you're not the sort of guy to stand back and just take that.
Look, I like a sense of humour. That's why I'm going to go up and see Exoteric 64 up there in Port Macquarie. I met him on the internet, and I would come down to Geelong in a nanosecond and come down and see you.
Because if I could have gone to the Robin,
you know what I mean? It would have been easier for me. But I will make the express trip to.
But don't worry, Rolla. I'll be back in Sydney fairly frequently selling salt. So we can. I'll let him come up to Newcastle to sell salt.
Yeah, well, Cohen, if me, you, and Exoteric, it will be hard for Patrick because Patrick lives in America, but me, you,
yeah, but he's got the underworld train to get in there at super fast speed.
Well,
because he works for the military.
How about that? I would like to have me, you, John LeBon, and
a dog named Boo
in the room at the same time. All the Australian fakeologists, or whatever, you know what I mean. I'd love John LeBon to be there, especially.
What sort of love are we talking about here?
We're talking about this sort of love is basically I love a nice hot curry, right? That sort of love.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I do. My next door neighbors who just bought the house next door, they're Indian. They're Indians, and they bought it for $1.2 million, and good luck to them, and they cooked us the best curry last night. Brand new.
$1.2 million in Newcastle.
Yep.
Wow.
Indeed. That's what it went for. I mean, I'm not too. It went for.
Have you ever exaggerated?
I've told you a million times. I have exaggerated.
Real estate. Yeah, the real estate hoax.
Crazy.
It's the real crazy. Estate hoax is really bad here, though, Patrick. It's off the tree.
Double down and do more.
Yeah.
They just double down. Keep building more shit.
Do you remember, like, back in the day when I was young, you know, everybody kind of wanted to be a millionaire? Like, to even own a property now in the $6 million man, remember that with Steve Austin, Lee Majors.
And actually, that was another work of genius, because to make him look like he was running really quickly, they slowed
him down. You're cutting out there, Frank. Go.
I said, the way they made the guy appear to be running really
backwards, and he jumped backwards or something, or they have a stuntman to do it, and then they
reverse the springy noise. Yeah, with the springy noise. Boing!
Yeah, that's right. And then he became the fall guy in 1986 or something. Remember the fall guy?
Those were the days, my friend.
Also the
they never end.
Lee Majors.
Yeah. The only punishment he had to suffer was marrying a tranny.
Oh, yeah. Really? Who's
that?
Married to her? Who's he married Farrah Fawcett? Was it Farrah Fawcett?
Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you a tranny? Sorry, Patrick. Frank, do you reckon Farrah Fawcett's a tranny? She's a really good sort to me.
Well, you know, it's just a model.
Traps are gay.
There you go.
The question is, who's the most famous person you've met apart from John Laws and Delcroix?
Yeah.
Oh, me personally, probably Angus Young. Angus Young from ACDC.
Oh, nice.
I met him too.
He's a great bloke. Yeah, great bloke. You're so lucky, Frank. I'm starting to drool now.
Talk about a Forrest Gump experience my life has been.
Right.
Good on you, man. Good on you. I'm going to go for a smoke. I'll be right back.
That was
The Laverton High School. Very big here. They were like.
You know, yeah, well, of course. And then,
just huge.
But they left
Australia quite early.
Yeah. I mean, it's about as good as power rock as it gets.
I guess so, yeah.
It really is. He's got the D2 snare drum. What's that?
Is it the original doof doof music?
Oh, I don't know that term. Doof doof. I think you had the music went pop, Beatles, blues, American, which helped mold some of that, but then Zeppelin broke the mold a little bit. I'm just a skiffle player, skiffle band, skiffle, 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 and then it's like I'm gonna be the the world's best lead rock guitarist. I mean, I think.
And the number of people amazed me.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's really true too. Because, but, what's his name? The guitar player did is. I have not.
He's from America. I think he's from California.
Well, my mate,
Exoteric. I'll tell you another story about. He hit on my wife and tried to take my wife back to his hotel room. I said, "Mun, look, seriously, that's my wife. You can't be fucking my wife. I mean, it's a video."
I've got a few.
Dale Ryder as well. Dale Ryder was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. The lead singer of, they sung The Best Thing. This is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Boom Crash Opera, I think they were called. Yeah. Maybe Dave J can't unmute. I'll just go and have a chat with him and, I'll see if we can work it out. What's going on? Patrick, have you?
Don't take it personally.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I saw this guy. Yeah, I saw the. What was the term he likes to use?
Yeah, spiritual murderer. Yeah,
not just, that one. It was something else. It was like.
All right, hold on. I'll get him.
It was spiritual. It was something like a blasphemer or something. Blasphemers. So Frank, yeah. So
yeah,
I think they cut out their own piece of music is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but see, my problem is I don't think any of those bands, including AC/DC, are they're obviously on a particular mission. They're given a job to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete Townsend was certainly given a job to do.
Anyone that believes that the Beatles could produce all of that music, if anyone has ever tried to produce an album,
Complete works of William Shakespeare. It's like, it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration. And we all understand that these days. I mean, collaborating right now.
Weren't we talking about Dave McGowan last
time? Dave McGowan, I don't know much about him. I don't know.
Has he disappeared, has he?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, do you reckon?
Well.
So you're saying the story is that he's dead?
Yes. I mean,
we all have to die. I mean, what is it? You're born, you die. Taxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dave did a thing on Inside.
Keep going.
It's a great piece. So you dig around stuff for a while.
Inside Laurel Canyon.
I've read that.
That's right. What's his name? Our friend over at Hoaxbusters. What's his name? Chris Kendall talked about Laurel Canyon.
Because he had all these, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash. I mean, some of the three.
That's right. But and
Up the Hill is that one, secret facility where they make a new technology. Was just up
one of them.
Admiral
Military.
From the Gulf of Tonkin. And then,
Vietnam. Was that fake or was that real? Because everybody uses the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Well, maybe the boat didn't even exist. Maybe it did.
Alex Jones constantly mentions the Gulf of Tonkin. He's Gulf of Tonkin. What's it called? A false flag type thing.
False flag, yeah.
Yeah, whereas I am, I say that I'm a fakeologist. I think it's fake. It's not false flag.
That would be the false flag, though.
Yes, but false flag. Have you ever done, with that paintball gun game where you
instigate an event that precipitates a response.
That's it. Triggered,
boom. Like, oh God, you just attacked us. Now we have to go to war.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I loved the paintball game, unless I got shot in the leg and the face when I didn't have my mask on. Those paintball guns can really shoot hard.
Oh hell yeah!
Is that you, Patrick? Oh, man, you sounded like exoteric there for a second. Hell yeah.
Was it me? So why is Dave, what is it, Dave J?
Discord is I try to call Dave now, and I've got to make friends or something with him. They've updated the software.
All he has to do is unmute his microphone and talk to us.
Yeah. G'day, Dave. Hello, Dave. Dave.
We're good guys, Dave. You can think I'm blaspheming.
He's saying you can't unmute.
His name and call him directly and then hang up and then tell him to come back into the audio live stream where we are. Can you do that for me?
Okay, I'm asking to be my friend.
And then the Discord app is not immediately.
It's only a cyber friend, Dave. You don't have to really be.
You just go to the bottom left microphone.
If he calls you a spiritual murderer,
I don't do that.
Patrick, don't worry about it because just nothing to worry about.
It's
like me calling you a poof, Napoleon Wilson. It's a big shout out to Denny in Manchester. The biggest poof there ever was.
Well, how do you know it's the biggest?
Oh, because he just loves bum sex. No, he's fine.
Yeah, but he looks like a normal guy. Yeah, he doesn't look very big, really.
Oh. He's a great guy. Dave
ought to get in here. He ought to get in. What we're talking about, isn't it? Freedom of speech. Freedom of thinking.
Yes.
For these guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think our job is just to find all the flaws. Oh, here we go.
There we go. I think, he's managed. Yep. He's friended Frank.
Yeah, so he's...
Have you yesterday with Gaia? Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. And I couldn't hang on because I had to go down to the... And get some booze. Here we go. Frank's back. So Dave should be here.
I've been able to speak to
him. There he is, Dave.
We've got...
Here he is, the big man. Yes. Come on, Dave.
Yes! Good guy.
Spiritually murderous, Dave! Come on!
All right.
Jesus. This is going to be good.
But, you know, hold on. You don't invite somebody in to talk and then just talk over them. So what did you have to say?
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Oh, nothing new from you then.
Come on, keep going.
Keep going.
I disavow myself of all this, Dave, by the way.
You're the only decent person in here, so right now.
Speak your piece, Dave. I'm Patrick.
And you are?
Patrick.
Okay, and?
You had contentions, you had a couple of very good points saying up close and personal, it could be fake. I mean, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, my main point is, though, if you spread stories, that is how lies continue through generations to generation to generation, because people, instead of using eyewitness testimony and two and three others to verify, they just speak to what they heard from somebody, and that was a lie to begin with. So then what did they do?
It's not a lie for me to repeat.
It is, in fact, yes, it is. If the base information that you're speaking of is a lie, you repeating it doesn't make it true. Repeated.
I agree with you.
Let's not get lost in...
It says a story to me, and I say, look, I've heard this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what I've heard.
Why should I bring this to a room? Bringing it up.
Because I...
All right, okay.
Oh, listen.
But what if that's the topic? What if that's the topic of the room?
You have to ask the person who brought the topic up.
That was fake allergist. That was fake allergist. Term, false witness. That's the term. False.
Two words. Do you understand what false means?
Is this biblical?
Do you know what false is? I mean, obviously it would be.
Right. Do you know what false is?
But originally, everything is biblical originally. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ask for a definition. Are you done?
Go ahead.
False means?
The opposite of true.
You know what witness means?
Well, here comes Ab. Here with Dave J and with Rollo and
Simon. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small content. Or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, and thank you, Felix. A true fakeologist, Felix Xyloflex, we call him. He's from England, and I can't wait to meet up with him one day. But yeah, we've got Dave Johnson from, where are you from? California. And we've got Frank from Geelong, and we've got Patrick from Rochester. Is that right?
Yeah. Sure. Upstate New York.
So brilliant. You keep going, guys.
I think we were just getting to the point that Patrick, in fact, knows the definition of what he was asking for.
Well, you're false witness. But why that term? Why do you say untrue?
Because untrue is not the same as being a false witness. Untrue.
Explain it to me.
Self is just any statement that is untrue. A false witness is a person, i.e. a man or a woman who's repeating lies and then them acting as the witness to that event as being real.
Okay.
You can't be simple. If you're simple, then that's fine. False witness,
you made a point that if I didn't see it myself, I could be bearing false witness, correct?
Do you not agree with that?
I do. To hear it from you. So the thing is, it's like, okay, so you serve with people. I had helicopter pilot friends of mine who told me they were shooting people in the sand.
You. They lied
to you. I did not see it.
I'm telling you for a fact that they are liars. You can go ahead and send, I'll put my email in right now if you want, and you can go ahead and send a message to them saying that this guy is calling them a liar, and I will get them on the phone if I need to, and I will tell them on the phone that you are in fact liars. You are not shooting anyone in the sand from your helicopter. All right? It didn't happen.
Dude, I can only report to you. You can call reports false witness.
I understand that's what you're doing, but what you're
but
doing
But I'm not
is
doing it. I'm not
lies.
Doing it with any agenda. I'm military pilot, tell
you
me
could,
what he did, and he didn't sleep
he's
well.
He's a because
how
he's
do you know?
Liar.
How do you he, some
he
ball
can't sleep well at night because he's a liar. That's why if he
you
would come
a,
out,
do you have some secret
truth,
ball where you can look into everybody's brain?
Yeah,
Dave?
That's right. If he came out and told
you could be right.
A lie,
I'm acknowledging the fact that you could be right.
You can. It doesn't matter to me because it's
dude,
your own.
I forward deployed in the East, doing a real job.
Guess what? So was I, dog.
Tell me where.
I was in the Philippines. I was in Japan. I was in Korea. I was in the Persian Gulf.
What was your job? What was your job, shipmate?
I did interdiction on ships that were running the so-called.
You're a fellow brothers in arms, my brothers. That's cool.
Listen to me. Don't use brother with me. And what you came to me with an attitude as if I was making up something, and I wasn't.
Dude, I was operations.
I think Dave J's lying. I don't think he was ever in the military. It's full of shit.
Well, then you're a liar.
Dude, I moved shit.
And fourth parties. Why don't you just tell your story?
Well, Dave, let me explain something to you. When you're a good little Boy Scout and you join the military and you think you're doing the right thing and you go to a war zone and you actually do your mission, CNN broadcast shit all over telling you what it is you are doing? Yeah, there's probably fake shit going on. But when you're fucking 24, maybe you don't get it.
Yeah, but
does that occur to you? That maybe when you're 24 years old, you're just too busy learning how to fly and do other things.
You were not 24 the other day when you still false witnessed this information. You were the one who came on
again.
Came on and said, "Listen to me. You were asked specifically."
Then you heard me wrong. Or apologize because we now know that there's plenty of interviewing somebody in a fake fake newscast. No,
I think you've actually even taken the time to look at the bigger picture.
Wow.
Explain it to me. And it's the flat Earth.
What do you think war is? What is your concept of what war is?
Fucking idiot.
My concept is only what I participated in, Dave. I can only report
you were in
back
operation,
to
so you were
about
moving,
what I
you were moving gear around.
What's that?
You are concerned. War consists of moving gear around.
Yes.
Now that's your what you consider war to be. Now, if somebody was to look at the definition of what war is, it is going to be competing armies of you take the amount of countries aiming their rifles at each other and shooting at each other until death. Is the bigger picture is what I'm telling you, and this doesn't just go for the Gulf. That's one of many lies.
Sure.
Is that war is a hoax. It is controlled demolition and strategic relocation. Controlled demolition, meaning that everything that's blown up and destroyed is by plan. Strategic relocation, that are strategically relocated in order to make the play happen. Several part series, which I had on YouTube. I've been doing this for a long time. Now I had, on the so-called 6-day war alone, I had a 6-part series, which of course was taken down quite quickly, but I'm going to try
Dave, can you move into another room with Dave going at it? Because I think, Dave, you are a liar. I think you're a liar. And,
you are a fraud, period.
No, oh, I'm not a fraud. I'm as true as, the day is long, man. I am as true as, I'm true blue, mate.
I think just got to give Dave a little credit here. This might be a little bit of just miscommunication.
First of all, those aren't my birds on my
I think it's me.
That's your first lie, bud.
I think it's me.
Well, whoever birds are coming through,
it's me. Hold on. Let me mute.
Now we got that. Hey, Rolo, so are you going to go ahead and admit to that lie at least?
Well, it's not a lie.
You said it was my
bird. I just asked. I thought the birds were coming through you, Dave, but they were coming through Patrick.
Taste of freedom.
Welcome to the call, Taste of Freedom. Thank you, mate. Yeah.
Hello.
Anything but a foul mouth.
Foul mouth.
I don't know. You're the one with the foul mouth. I've seen you on the chat, and then you come in, and you're like, oh, Mr. Nice Guy, or you're fucking like...
Am I being a nice guy? What have you ever
I saw you the day that shit happened. You're fucking like, you come in on the chat, and you call people spiritual murderers, and...
Are you witnessing
false witnesses of death, and then you call that girl a trollop and a whore, and then you come on and you're like, oh, I was just I just had an alert on my phone, and so I decided to come in.
Everybody.
I'm such a great guy, I'm going to fucking expose shit.
Yeah, you know what, bad guy? You were talking about the so-called biker chick, that trollop, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. You left a fucking message on the memorial video. You left a fucking message on the memorial video calling her a trollop and a whore.
I did.
Dude, you don't fucking do that shit.
You don't tell me what I do and don't do.
I can fucking say whatever.
You tell me what to do and see how far
it gets. Why don't you go fucking try to tell me what to do?
I don't think Taste of Freedom's spineless. If you call people spineless, what you're doing, Dave, is you're stirring up trouble, and you don't need it. You're just looking for a little bit of fame or something. I think that's what you're looking for.
He brought up a story of a woman who did not die and did not get hurt in a motorcycle.
Yeah, but even your
then no, listen to me. Hold on.
Even if it was a fake story, I mean, do you really think it's a good thing to go on to a memorial page and call her a fucking trollop whore?
Why did you do that, Dave? Why did you do that? Why? Why?
Because that's what she is.
You're a disgrace.
That's kind of
you're a disgrace. You're an amazing disgrace, Dave.
That's what she is. Beyond that, the guy who put at everybody, John Adams, he's the one who brought that into the room. He said at everybody.
Don't bring John Adams into this. Don't John Adams
Don't you dare talk. No. That guy brought the story up.
Don't you say that to me either. Come on.
Did then. All right? So anyways, this other guy brought up this story, so I'm just giving details.
Dave, the story Dave. From a fakeologist perspective, does that give you the okay to just go in and call people trollops and whores?
That's not what he said.
He believed that the story was real. He posted it because he wanted to use it as a case study, which was kind of stupid if it was really, like, close to him, which means that,
much after,
to me, I think
I first
just,
put the message in. Yeah, I understand that. I understand you got your feelings hurt with
that. No. I think what you were doing was that you made a personal attack on John because he's on your list of people to hit or whatever because you're a government-paid shill. And that's what it was. You fucking you left that message on the page because you wanted to attack him personally.
You are a false witness and you are a liar.
You are full of shit.
False witness again. It's fascinating.
He just made a statement. He just made a charge of me, which is absolutely a lie.
Dave, one second.
But he's a false witness.
You don't have to tell me your rank. Tell me your rank. No. Was it an E something? E5, E4?
E6, can you hear?
E6. Okay, I got it. I already kind of know who I'm talking to here.
Anyways, I'm still not done.
You might have people here that are actually helping you. I want you to express yourself.
Explain the story before all the details get mixed up. So that person, whatever that person's name is, or a charge of me, which is absolutely a lie. Therefore, him putting that out as his witness may...
Yes. When you practice to deceive, Dave.
Come on.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. You are...
The story was fake, you know that, right? I mean, she died on the 27th, she was 33, all fucking totally fake. That's some real research you're doing right now. Just juggling fucking numbers.
In that I was mentioning and talking to somebody who didn't die and didn't get hurt at their social...
I'm looking at it from the standpoint that you're kind of like a cancer on this community.
Can I do that to someone else?
You know, it has a shuddering effect, and you know what you're doing, and you know you're a fucking liar.
Are you talking to the mayor? But you're obviously a false witness, dude.
Look,
period.
You must be
speaking to a mirror right now.
Just for the sake of clarity, can we all understand what you guys are talking about?
I don't know. He's got my rage. Back up again.
There's a story about a biker chick that died that he supposedly knew.
Did not die.
And so he comes in and immediately calls it a hoax and then goes on to her memorial page and starts calling her a trollop whore. Now, he did like 5 minutes of research. He didn't know about the story, and all of a sudden he comes on, and within like, I don't know, 10 minutes, had a video up saying how fake it was. And he was talking for like 7 minutes, and it was just repetitive nonsense garbage with no fucking real proof.
And I didn't have to take several days to figure it out. I'm somehow wrong.
Yeah, you didn't take several days, did you? How do you know that?
I know that.
Did you do any real fucking research on that? Did you do any fucking real research?
Enough to figure it out.
What was the research? The numbers?
Yeah,
was it the
right.
numbers?
I used the numbers.
That was the numbers. It was the numbers. That was the only. That's your only fucking proof that it's fucking fake. Am I wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
That was your only fucking proof.
So let's sum up here a little bit. You're saying that because this event happened, Dave called it out. We're having a discussion about behavior, right, and what etiquette that maybe what he did wasn't polite.
Yeah, so you got
even if it was fake.
Taste of Freedom is the Discord Little Miss Manners, as it turns out, which I didn't know.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm not Little Miss Manners, but at the same time, I'm not going to fucking like put up with this shit. Like you're just trying to discredit people.
There you are. You're going to put up with it.
You're trying to discredit people. That's what you're doing. That's your whole thing, just discredit the whole fucking scene.
So the guy, you being the guy who's bearing false witness of me, calling me a government shill.
Who knows? Maybe you're paid by some private corporation or something. I don't know.
Okay, guy, I'm not paid by anybody.
I don't think Dave's a government shill. I don't. I don't think he can. It makes no sense. What would he be shilling?
Well, to discredit people calling the fake stories hoaxes. I mean, that's what he's doing. I mean, you know, when a guy goes onto a memorial page of somebody that died, let's say they actually did die, right?
They didn't die. I've never gone to it.
Really?
Memorial
you don't know that,
three.
Though. I mean, I don't know that unless you got some insider information that I don't have.
I don't believe you know much of anything.
I don't think that was proof of anything, man.
That's your opinion, isn't it? Right, but you
were, you know, you could say, well, you know, like maybe it was a hoax, but it's like you didn't even like have any
other video. You make a video, and you say that. Don't tell me.
I'm not even concerned with this particular story, honestly. But I'm just watching your tactics here.
However, you're the one who brought it up, though.
Okay, so it's your fucking etiquette, and it's the way you fucking carry yourself. Call people
little mismanners.
Manners. And now shit like right off the bat, like. You know, it's not like this was like a major story that got plastered all over the news, like the Las Vegas thing or something. This was like a woman who died in a motorcycle accident. Like
you're babbling.
Like people don't die in motorcycle accidents.
That woman did not die, and she did not get hurt.
How do you know that?
Period. Because I know.
Hey, dude. Hey, Dave. Dave, sorry to cut you off there. Taste of freedom. Dave, a guy I played cricket with, he died in a motorcycle accident, and his 9-year-old daughter was behind him. She survived, thank God. You could care less. Well, there you go.
I don't want you to bring
you. Who is the spiritual murderer here?
You are, because
people do die. People do get hurt.
You're bringing up. Hey, I got an idea for you, bud. Why don't you go down to the infant ICU tonight, and why don't you go troll them?
You're the fucking troll.
You'd be like, oh, these babies aren't sick. All you parents are false.
Aren't you
going
troll?
Dave, Rolos, he threw out a laurel leaf to you. And you're like, I don't need this.
I don't need anybody.
It's me against the world. It's like, dude, you do need us. You do need us, probably, because you actually.
I don't even know who you are.
See that?
Okay, now listen. Is there any possibility?
We're your best friends. Preparing lamb chops right now. Pick it.
I'm asking you that.
Yeah, I like making lamb chops and roasted potatoes with them.
You're eating dead lambs.
Yeah. So nothing can come to mind that doesn't include death for you. At all, does it?
Well, we exist on this planet.
Or sports. Children's games played by
athletes. I agree with you. Pick the topic and we'll riff on that.
Go for it, Dave. Riff on it. Pick the topic. Come on. It's a simple question. Pick a topic and riff on it.
So then, what type of radio do you like to mess with as far as mechanical? Computer? What type of hobby do you have? Use your hands and use your ability to fix something. Do you do woodworking? Do you do metalwork?
Yep.
Woodwork. What type of woodworking do you do? Ever work with clay?
I built tables and I've renovated.
Oh, you're cutting out. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said I've got a lot of renovating old houses.
You buy houses?
Just mine.
Okay. So, do you ever do any type of pool work or plaster work?
I've done a little bit of electrical plumbing, and absolutely love work. Sounds like you're good at that too.
You create something useful at the end of it, and be used for a purpose.
Absolutely.
What I was working on earlier, I installed a gooseneck sink with a side spigot, side spout.
Oh, cool.
With a reverse osmosis type of filtering system.
Very cool.
So I did that, which is nice because I do like I like to make coffee and tea.
Pull my water.
Taste.
Yeah.
And the whatever the grind is that you made, or you're tasting the leaf. I like to go to. Have you ever gone to a tea shop and actually created your own blends.
No, but that sounds fun.
Yeah, what you can do, flavors or scents, let's say. Now, just remember when you're tasting, that's kind of what you're smelling. So you go ahead and smell maybe something spicy, a little something sweet. You put those together, and then you want something that's to do like a color, like an English tea, so like a dark leaf.
Right.
And you pop that in there if you get your color, because I like tea a little bit darker. I'm not much of the nice yellow or the
what tea.
I put liquor in it or some sort of like Irish cream or something.
No, Irish. I mean, I have a little bit of whiskey, a little bit of not Tennessee whiskey, it's bourbon. Whiskey. Yeah. Do you take a drink, Dave?
No, I didn't.
You don't? You don't drink? No? What about a smoke?
You're stronger than a
smoke. You don't smoke. No.
You don't smoke or drink?
Drink.
Wow.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, man, you're doing great. Like, so...
You'll live forever, Dave. Dave will live forever. You'll outlive all of us.
And you got some interesting interests.
You're not into destruction, yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
You're into creation, right?
Absolutely.
That's a nice thing. That's a nice thought.
I can see how he got...
Gorgeous.com. I'm here with an ounce of salt per day. His name's Frank. He's a salt. But, yeah, we can get triggered when 9/11 and things like that. Media fakery or that Canada, the new Canada one, where that... car supposedly ran down how many people? Like, I mean, why doesn't the media question anyone in the media question the lies, Dave? Why don't they do it? And
you're speaking of another leg of the same monster. You know, it's just the mm-hmm. so-called media is part of that monster. They're not going to call yeah. themselves out. That's
and you're not. Utter. And you're not.
Part of that, I have nothing to do with it.
You're not part of the media? What? You're on the radio now, or radio. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
It's a bit different. Are you speaking like paid media?
I'm not paid. I do this for free.
I'm not sure you heard the question. I say, are you talking about paid report so-called news? And remember, I told you about news, NEWS, right?
North, east, south, west, and south. Yeah.
It's direction, i.e., news is giving you direction, meaning that if you follow this news, this direction, then your business to make whatever their money is. So if they're going to steer their clientele,
what is money to you, Dave? What is money? Are you a rich man? Are you a rich man?
I used to make a lot of money in semiconductor, and when I went to the Philippines, I paid an entire barrio, all their grown men. I paid them for a year, because I was there for a year straight. I paid them their wages for a year. Had
philanthropist was philanthropic type guy. I mean,
well, I came back broke.
Do you like to be called a philanthropist? Is that
no? This is what it is. I get because it was a calling for me, meaning that it was an internal understanding that depend on myself. It's to better those.
You pay it forward, like
so. You
pay
gave
it forward?
Up all of that. You pay it could make videos about busty biker babes and how they're false witnesses.
Okay.
Like what the fuck?
Okay.
Like you gave up all of that just to.
I wasn't
so
talking
you
to you.
Make videos about fucking like pyramid hoaxes and shit.
Who's talking to you?
I'm talking to you.
He's talking to you, and he's got every right to. It's just,
I can say whatever I want.
He's talking to you, so once I'm finished with you, then he can talk. You were asking.
Okay. Sorry.
You don't actually care, though, do you?
Don't be sorry.
Disturb the cult leader.
Don't actually
care, though, do you, for the answer, Rollo? Do you?
I do care.
The answer.
I do care. I don't like being lied to. I think you're a liar.
So I was trying to give you.
I think you're a liar. I really do.
I don't think Dave's a liar.
I think he's just misunderstood, maybe.
I think this guy is intelligent. He's smart. He's triggered like the rest of us, realizing the world.
6% truth, 33% lies.
Yeah, but I thought people got over trolling like a decade ago. I remember America Online.
Oh yeah, so I remember part of the
like,
question.
It's fun. You got some fun with this, is what I'm saying, Dave. You're actually talking to, you're talking to the guys who want to hear you.
I just don't. But anyways, I went over and, like I say, I was helping to do what I could do to, you know, fight, if that's the correct word, generational poverty, meaning that there were people who were living in generational poverty, meaning they weren't going to get out. With the businesses I helped to set up, and I gave them over lock, stock, and barrel, and hopefully that then gets passed on to their children, and then they are able to have a success story. Living on a dirt floor, now they have a concrete floor, a house, a roof above their head, an actual storefront. There's a family business now. There's income.
Sure, yeah, that's great. Isn't that what the corporatocracy is trying to prevent us from doing?
Where I left for a year. When I left, and I went away for over a year. I was over in a remote. When I say a remote part of the Philippines, I mean there was no power and no running water. I had to pump it every day.
And that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, so it was
amazing.
Remote.
What an amazing experience.
I started doing YouTube in 2009. Or I've been working on, you know.
Hey,
I did three of those actually, and I have two hard drives that are actually crashed. But what I'm going to say to get off the platter.
Do me a favor, Dave. Just say to me now, Tony Abbott and Tony Blair are not the same human being. Do it for me. Just say it, please.
Why would I say
Tony Blair the same human being?
And you changed your question, though. That wasn't what you've asked.
I'm asking you kindly.
You asked me, you asked me to say that they were, you know, and I'm not going to do that. They were,
and I think you made a mistake. That's all
right.
It was a mistake.
Take the time to prove it.
Tony Abbott and Tony Blair?
Yeah, you take the time to do your work and prove it. Because
Jay, he morphed Tony Abbott and Tony Blair into the same.
Well, it was the burn.
So therefore, we're at a stalemate. I can't do any more about
it. Tony Abbott's an Australian. Tony Blair is an English guy.
Even if you're a stalemate, it doesn't cause anger.
Rolo gets upset. He starts calling me all kinds of names. And in fact, that is the root of him calling me a liar. That is his root.
You are a liar.
That's his whole. You're a liar, dog. You have no.
Dude, don't we have bigger issues?
You treated Gaia, when you called Gaia a spiritual murderer, how did you feel about that? True. Gaia is one of the nicest guys I've ever spoke to online. He really is. A Colombian.
Have you gone over to the Fakeologist website and actually read what he writes? He's not a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
He isn't, though. You can go read his words. See, I don't need to argue with you, because people can now go to Fakeologist.com and read his words for themselves and see what I'm saying is true. So what you believe
doesn't matter. You got any examples?
Go to Fakeologist and read it yourself.
Then the proof is on you. Bring up an example.
There for you to go do the work, but you actually have to lift a finger to go do it.
What does this have to do with the price of fucking milk?
If you can't present examples, then you're not a researcher.
These people are
whatever. I think you sound like a smart guy, but there's a lot of anger there.
Theo Patrick is because I offer you and I tell you where to go, and these people won't even lift a finger to go do the work by themselves. It's spoon fed to them because they are lazy. They are intellectually lazy.
No, I've looked at Gaia's work. I don't think that he's a mean guy. You make the charge that it's a mean guy.
I'm going to lead you even closer to the water. Okay, go to the link where Patrick was on that audio cast. All right. It was a few days ago, and then go read through those comments.
I did.
His name, and you will see what he said. So he may be a real sweet guy to Rolo. However, he's not a sweet guy.
Well, but that's just like, you know, don't be so sensitive. Come on.
I could care less.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. But You're being a little sensitive.
Guy. Period.
You're being a little bit sensitive because opinion. A bunch of shit on a forum? I mean, dude.
Your opinion, right?
I personally think you guys are missing the point with what Dave J is saying in the things that he's saying. So if we talk about the Tony A, Tony B thing, right? For me, Dave's presenting a model about how Australian politics works or politics works in general. So it makes sense when we know that politics is completely crazy and doesn't produce results that are satisfactory for the people who are the subject of those political machinations to examine why things are going wrong. And so that's the key point for me of the things that Dave J says. The second point that he talks about with regard to the falsity of war and the destruction and so on, a very clear example is the recent destruction of some temples in Syria. So clearly there's a purpose of which is firstly to destroy tribal and family life and secondly to demolish a whole lot of history, which is probably very important, which has just been wiped out. So regardless of all the, you know, people calling each other names and so on, the idea here is that people present models which may be useful. Dave's model about Tony A and Tony B can ease Tony Abbott's hand, which demonstrably turned out to be a fake with a photographic analysis on that.
Oh, come on, Frank. Come on. Where are you going with this?
Well, I don't think I can be more clear.
Tony Abbott and Tony B are shaking hands. And what are you saying?
The photograph that they show of that is fake.
Demonstrably.
I'll see if I can...
in the same room.
Do you have something to say? Each other.
Dave. I mean, Dave, you try to come across as a nice guy, you know, a philanthropist and all of that sort of stuff.
That has nothing to do with you, and I could care less what you think about it. You asked what I was doing, and I told you. What you think about it, I could care less.
I'm asking you, are Tony Abbott and Tony Blair the same person?
They're the same guy.
The same
proven
guy.
Otherwise,
until absolutely proven, the same guy.
Until proven otherwise, yeah, they are. So if you prove,
I mean, I'm waiting for Frank to post this picture because, like, seriously, I can't take you seriously.
You're always waiting for somebody else to do the work for you. However,
No, I'm not. I'm
giving you a chance here. If you did the work and you proved your case, I would be more than willing to change my mind. But you have for months now. Finger to do anything except badger me about it. About
isn't
what I believe
like
is true.
JFK thing. JFK is Jimmy Carter. Like,
do you believe that to be true?
Talking to me? I haven't really looked that deeply into it. I think it sounds a little bit like
I don't,
if it's true, it's kind of like, why would they even do that? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, Michelle Obama being a man, I mean, I'm open to the idea, but I just don't know how true that is.
They did it or why they? I mean, that's a. It would be nice to know. But it's not the initial fact. All right, so I wouldn't know, but that's specific analogies, and that's who I'm talking about. I'm not
right,
talking
but
about
I'm just saying,
anything
I'm
else.
At the pattern at the pattern. And, like, you know, it kind of sounds like the JFK, Jimmy Carter thing.
Let Patrick have a guess.
Maybe we could approach this from a different direction. Let's assume it's true. Okay? I don't know who these people are, okay?
Tony Abbott and Tony Blair are not the same person.
Let's assume they are. What does that do for anybody?
Well, here's the point that shouldn't be missed. And even if Rollo probably shouldn't miss this, that politics is stagecraft.
Yes.
We all know that.
We agree on somebody.
Rollo, you're in love with them. When I say in love, I mean you still believe it to be real at some level.
I'm in love with you, Dave. How about that?
No, you're not. Okay, then I would.
Yeah, well, love and hate are the same thing. Do you not know that? The only difference is indifference is the opposite.
You may physical threat.
Physical threats. I mean, you're in California. Come on. Come down here to Australia. Come on, punch me in the nose. I dare you. I double dare you.
I didn't say I would do that. You said that.
Yeah, but then,
I'm not a coward, mate.
I'm this basic premise that what we're seeing in the news and things is, it's not what is real. However you want to define, I think you're in a room full of guys that agree with you.
Yeah, so then why am I always taking the flak?
I don't know, man. Because you keep going down that road of like false witness and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I thought about your criticism and I go, Dave's right. Dave's right. I don't have eyewitness testimony.
I can't just sit around while somebody is false witnessing to death and then not say something.
It's okay. I don't really. It doesn't bother me. I don't sit there and take it as, ooh, God, you ruined my day.
I'm in the room.
Don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to talk to other people that agree upon the same premises that we have. That holy shit, what is the world? What does it all mean? Why are we here?
Yeah, I understand that. Assume though, if I'm in the room and I hear that, I'm going to call it out.
Sure.
Just so we're clear.
Yes, that's fine. I accept you for that.
There is no issue.
All right, cool, dude.
It's a good one. That's a good one, Patrick. Why are we here? That's a very good one. I think we've been all the bloody, what do you call it? Trying to work that out for years. Why are we here? We're certainly not here to bring spiritual murder. We're here to bring joy. Joy.
Yes.
It's a difference from happiness. Happiness, I'm happy right now.
Absolutely.
But true joy. True joy would be for me. I know it's going to sound, I'll easily be called a lefty or something. Is everybody getting a fair go? And everybody gets a fair go here at fakeologist.com. Everybody will not be hung up on. I won't hang up on Dave. I won't hang up on anyone.
I get hung up on
when I say no planes hit the towers. If I try and say that on mainstream radio. Right. I get hung up on.
Right.
Bang. Gone. Off you go.
I've only been banned 5-4 times so far.
From where? Did you talk to...
From this site.
Hinge? Oh, this site. Okay. Good Lord.
What would happen if you brought up to mainstream news radio that in the so-called JFK story that was an actual dummy in the car, not a real man?
You know it.
How about the Michael J. Fox? Remember that when I put out that video of him touching his nose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What does he have, Parkinson's or something? And
he did it, and then he missed, and then he started getting a little squirrely in his chair after he realized it. He left a comment on it. In fact, if you go to one of the headliners on fakeologist.com, and you know how they scroll through different pictures? That's one of the pictures of him touching his nose.
Mm.
Medical hoaxes, Magic Johnson, him.
Why would they? AIDS is
millions and millions of dollars a year. What are you talking about? Why?
Well, AIDS. Is,
that's a good point. That's a good point because like the Cancer Society, right?
Cut poison and burn. Cancer industry. That's all it is. It's a disgusting industry.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like, you're right, Dave. Like, there's always this monetary thing, right?
It's the simplicity of life, man. It's how do you, have a population of people, and you have some that know the score, and you're and you have the rest of the people who can be fleeced. And if we can live a comfortable life just by fleecing these, by acting to them, they're our audience. We'll act to them with this heart.
But and Tony Blair are not the same person, and then I'll hang up. I'll go away. Tell me right now.
Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, I do. Okay. JJ.
They're the same guy. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yes. There we go.
There we go. All right. Hey, why not? Why not? Why is it so offensive that people explore cognitive dissonant ideas, right? I think they said the sign of an intelligent mind is the ability to hold contradictory thoughts in one thought. and consider both.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. I think if you hold, consider thoughts that you haven't disproved. Absolutely.
Right.
That's different to a contradiction.
Why is that so triggering to some people?
Well, so that is a perfectly good example, because absolutely everybody, the Earth is flat, right?
Right.
That's our basic assumption, and no one can gainsay that statement. And yet, the idea that the world may not be flat is ridiculous to people. Why?
Or it just really bothers them. Because of the cognitive dissonance.
Absolutely. And this thing, why it's such a big, why it triggers Rollo that Tony A might be Tony B, I've got no idea. He's never seen them in the same room. He's never met them.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I had a cocktail with Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Really make it to the moon? I wish I could have said,
Do you want to open up your mic and say hello? G'day. Just saying, dude.
Patrick, he's just listening in.
There he is. G'day, mate.
Hey,
yes? Yes? Yes.
Who had a cocktail
with Buzz Aldrin?
Not recently. Although they got Crook on a plane in New Zealand or something, apparently, or Antarctica. They ran some news story about him down here not long ago. No, listen, mate, I just popped in to listen. I don't know what you guys are even talking about, but I'm just going to mute out. I'm just working in the background.
You're all right, man. You're more than welcome. Yeah, it's a room full of blokes today. No Sheilas today. No Sheilas.
Fair enough. All good. Yep. I'll just be listening, man.
Okay, man. Yes. Enjoy yourself. Okay, so who had cocktails with Buzz Aldrin?
That was Patrick.
Me.
Patrick had cocktails with Buzz Aldrin. All right.
Yeah.
You could have told Buzz while you were sitting there that you could have told him, "Hey, listen, Buzz, you and I, we both walked on the moon."
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would have been. I mean, he was a good dude.
You could have said, since you're bullshitting about it, so can I, right?
Right. Well, he was a self-promoter, very much self-promotion. I think it's weird being an ex-astronaut, right? So,
I mean, it's like being an ex-actor on MASH, you know? It's like people, what's that typecast after a while? Right. Meaning that people know you for that. That's all they know you for.
Right.
So you can do all kinds of other things, but that's what you'll always be known for.
Comedian L.E.G. You did Bruno too. That Bruno character.
I've never seen his stuff, but he actually
interviewed Buzz, right? And he kind of does this like hipster English. We do this hipster English rapper. So you've been to the moon, yes? And it's pretty entertaining. You can go see it on YouTube. But and he was a Mason and all this stuff. It's fascinating. You know, you're like, what does the world mean? What does it all mean?
You go to that one picture of him, one of the ones, if you type in to Google search, you'll see him with his little Mason ring on.
You read the Tom Wolfe Wright stuff. Gus Grimson, who's when they killed the guy, narrative probably then.
Narrative is bullcrap.
Well, I don't think his name is a coincidence, is it? It's close to gruesome.
Yeah, right.
The chances that that's an accident, I think, are quite low. Or a coincidence, I should say.
Yeah, so maybe it's like spelling. Spell concept, the magic of words.
No, in order to tell a story, you have to have achievements and setbacks.
Right.
A story that's interesting, that keeps people involved, which is why they had to make up the Apollo 13 storyline.
Are you sure you're not Dave McGowan?
I am.
Holy shit. Wow. You get a... He's my ear neck. He's in your neck of the woods.
You listen to people, and then there's something about them that they'll say, that they haven't fully understood, or they're still one toe in the pool, you know, of the mm-hmm. lie. It just turns me off.
Right.
As soon as I hear him witnessing to something I know is untrue, I say this guy doesn't. He hasn't been given, you know.
Well, I think you need to be a little more tolerant of folks, Dave, because you know it's fun. You got to get in the arena.
Time. I've been doing this a long, long time.
Oh shit! How old are you?
9. I've gone through and had it, you know, toe to toe with all the
You cut off there, Dave. How old are you? He asked. How old are you?
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all kind of in the same.
And when you do YouTube videos, it's not like being in
this is good for you. This is good for you.
No, I think so.
Going back in the time where you had Jeff C., that shill, that liar, that guy would actually come out and claim stories were true that were absolutely hoaxes.
That kind of stuff is like, you know, hell, anger.
See, again, he did sort of group stuff, but Jesse hadn't even watched September Clues. He thought the buildings were hit with planes and the buildings were, you know, just fell down by themselves. Jesse is when he turned on a good guy, I think, Australian guy called PK, Peter Krishna. And he turned on him and said all that rubbish about people being run down in Nice. And I was before that, actually. The plane crashing into the China River or something.
That's TransAsia.
Jesse is just, yeah. I mean, if Jesse was here right now, I had to wait for an hour to talk to Jesse when I was with John LeBron one night to ask him one bloody question. And He couldn't answer it. Jesse, you can't use Jesse as a backup for you. No, I mean, you just got to...
Hey, Rollo, don't put words in my mouth, and don't say I'm using him as a backup. I'm going through a history of pops that he used to run because they invited me on to talk about something, and then they all treated me much like they do in this room and call me all kinds of names
I like you here. You're not bothering me at all.
So yeah, they used to, but then the TransAsia hoax is what showed everybody who they really were. In fact, they were liars, and that caused a big rift. And that whole thing show went away after that. It just dissolved and went you know, the way of all things.
What about this, Dave? What if this idea that you can, you know, I think we all agree that the world is a complex place, that there's deception. You got Edward Bernays kind of marketing, Mad Men, and Operation Mockingbird, where the press is owned by operatives in the government. We kind of all agree upon that. But what if being divisive within the community itself is another trick in the bag?
Well, that would require that the person who's being divisive is being directed to do that. I don't know anyone in this room that falls into that category. So then that there's a missing element there, isn't there?
Absolutely. I just muted a helicopter when I was over here. I'm just saying, like, okay, so people look to explore the nature of truth and reality.
I mean, it's about to...
Yep.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Reality itself is a distraction.
Involved with not, but the thing is, people say they understand that politics is a hoax and understanding the controlled demolition of war and you know, I put that in quotes and all of these other aspects like the TV and the movie Control Matrix and all of this stuff work together to control the masses, supposedly.
Right. I acknowledge.
Into it, meaning that they actually aren't observing it from outside.
It's kind of like the Matrix movie, right? So they're on the ship, and he's like, sometimes I just wish I didn't fucking eat that red pill. I'd rather stay in my blue pilled. You know, I know the steak isn't real.
The red pills are very yummy. I like the red pills. Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a point where it's like, you know, yeah, you get to a point where like, fuck, I don't want to know. Turn it off. La 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 la.
La 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 la. I'm going down to la la land. La la land.
Yeah. What I was saying.
I mean, don't you feel like that, Dave, sometimes? Don't you feel like sometimes you're like, shit, I'm tired of knowing. He knows too much.
No, because when you know, you hobbies or personal growth hobbies. Meaning that,
good. I like the way you're going.
Yeah, you start to do those things we talked about for, 2 minutes before we got back into the newer again. Things that actually
matter. You know, things that matter.
The knowledge comes from. It's the knowledge Red that pill. you're not going to blow up from some, you know, the idea of nuclear weapons, that these things are false.
Right.
The idea that there is a virus that can occur any time that can wipe us all out is false. So I think, Dave, your word is the comforter to you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, that's correct.
And that's far more important than any of this stuff. From the time that I worked out that nuclear weapons were completely fraudulent, my personal life has improved no end.
And we have to thank Jesse Waugh. Jesse Waugh is a wonderful
Absolutely.
Guy. Yeah, we have to thank him for that.
But even Jesse Waugh has a kind of strange thing that, you know, where we can't quite get a connection there. Jesse Waugh says the idea that the Earth may be flat is crazy. But if you think about what Jesse Waugh's logic is, he understands that nuclear weapons are fake, Michaels and Morley experiment and the Sanyuk experiment are fake, and that means that the world is flat and unmoving.
Well, there's been people that have been talking about the falsity and the hoax of so-called nuke weapons from the beginning. So
absolutely, from the beginning.
Yeah, these modern-day thinkers are just falling upon the shoulders of those others. That's what we also have to remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, for example, Ernest Rutherford, this man's a charlatan.
So there's also some personal growth, which is, I know a lot of people don't take the time to do it, but you, meaning if you can recall what you brought up, what you talked about, what went through your head, and you list that down and find out how much of that was destructive. To others, if you brought it out in the open, but also to your, like I say, self-destruct, to what your internal peace was. Did you destroy your internal peace? And then you set about changing that. So if you understand that nukes are a hoax, then go visit every story that is affected by that now truth, which you have now consumed, right? It is now part of you. Now I know that's the truth. So now let me take a look at every so-called story that is affected by this truth, and then those need to be revisited. And then I can take those down, meaning that you have to clear your foundation of all the rubbish that you've allowed to be built up.
Correct. And you can't, but you can't hold the world on your shoulders either.
But I guess the point I really want to restate, I guess, what I said before. The idea that somehow the other pill is tastier, I think, just doesn't hold any water for me.
It doesn't, you know, me either.
It is clear that being free of the fear of nuclear weaponry, being free of the fear of anthrax, being free of the idea that we've got no idea what cancer is. It's probably just an immune response, for most likely.
Rick Simpson.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can list every single piece of, I think, what Silverbean calls sphere porn, and there you are.
To make what's called Rick Simpson oil for a long time, and I used to mix it for my sister who had arthritis, and I mixed it in just hand lotion, and I would send it to her, and it worked great for her. She did.
No, exactly. It's like there's so many cool things out here now that you can do for yourself,
right.
And so, it's fabulous. It's kind of like Pandora's box has been open for a while with the internet. Will they clamp down on it? Will they clamp down to make it so we can't learn?
Oh, you can learn just by sitting, you know, by yourself in the field if you have the comforter, meaning that if you call on the creative path, which you have to go down in order to understand the truth,
okay.
It allows you down that path one at a time. The eye of the needle.
What do you mean by one at a time?
Meaning that you have to go down that path. You then have to discover what's true and false. You have to test what's in quotes, all spirits and all words. And before you accept it as being a truth, you then somebody else's so-called work, which means what I'm saying is that it is a straight and narrow path, meaning that we're not all on the bus together, that we all walk down this path individually. And if you so desire, and if you have the if you seek, you shall find, and you shall find it.
Well, that's more or less, you know, I think I've talked about with you, and certainly other people on this. In this venue is my view that all of these things are models. We can only test the models ourselves. That's really what's required. We can only demonstrate that the model provides data that's useful or that we can disprove it. That's it.
Do you recall I did a video on the CERN, and I put that in quotes, the CERN machine, because what I call CERN is the ending of the word concern. Meaning
yes,
that
I do okay. Remember that, yep.
Yeah, and so when I had your four primary colors with the one additive color, to where it blended in at the end of the vacuum tube, I can contain everything within this light. It becomes a black dot with what's called like a wedding ring aura around it or a halo around it. And that is a testable, you know, proof, which given the time, anybody can go ahead and revisit and contest it themselves to find out red, green, blue, yellow in a vacuum tube going at top speed. Narrow path will then create the understanding of a black hole sun, right? And that's where the what so-called science claims is a black hole.
Okay.
It's just another of having to go down and funnel down to the narrow path, meaning that you shall find.
I'll probably have to listen to this tape five times to fully understand your meaning, Dave, but yeah.
It's like I say, when you watch that CERN video again,
yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Take a look at the experiment because it's a physics experiment. And when I put the colors down the vacuum tube, yeah, the vacuum tube and where there's no friction whatsoever, and they're coming to speed at max velocity, let's say terminal velocity. Right? At terminal velocity, then they combine into one. But then it starts with four become two become one. Right? But it also goes into waves, sine waves up and down. And I've told you before, you get up, you lay down, you speed up, you slow down.
Dave, yeah. What do you think about wave particle theory?
In what particular?
Well, the dual nature of light, right?
Oh, you mean like, well, okay, yeah, every light in its opposite reaction or its reflection, let's say, you can get a negative color from a positive color. All right, so what that goes into what I call the seven code or the Zion matrix, meaning that if I'm going to create a lie and present to you a story, a hoax, I then have to mirror it in something that your mind is going to see logic in. Exact opposite of a truth, it's going to be a lie, but it's going to be mirrored, and it's going to use your negative colors, which is why when you watch the news, colors are the negative reflection colors of your primary colors.
Interesting.
With your digital, with your TV, computer, red, green, blue is your primary. Now, within so-called nature, red, green, yellow, let's say if you go to mixed paint.
Mm-hmm.
So you see there's a difference between what you can physically touch and what's projected into your eyes, all right?
Mm.
Two different models of color.
So another, you know, for my being completely invalidated by an experiment called the Sagnac effect.
Oh.
And the machine demonstrates is consistent with the likelihood that there is an ether. Now, what that means
is
that light does not, it's not a photon that travels over a distance into your eye. Light is a disturbance in the medium. It's a wave carried in the medium of the ether. So it's an analogy is this. Let's say you're in a boat in the middle of a pond and you tap the water with your hand. You see the wave traveling across the pond. And, you know, at the shore, you receive the message that the wave's been tapped. Now, that's a wave travels out spherically, and your eye is disturbed by it.
Experience, I'm using colors to demonstrate that, right? To demonstrate the display of colors. And let's just take red, for example. Your red is going to be 255 parts red, zero green, zero blue. Right? So to make the perfect red. Now green would be 255, green, zero red, zero blue, and blue being 255, zero green, zero red. What makes that important is that when you add those numbers together, you have the 12 or reduced into the 3. 3, 6, 9. Before, about recalling the physics experiment and understanding the I guess what you can say is the three-ring circus. You know, what's the biggest type of circus you have?
And three of course, is the strongest structure known to man.
That's the first time you can create, like, the base structure.
The base structure is, you go to the geodesic domes. The triangle itself is
absolutely.
Yes.
You have your three, your six, your nine. So you have the three, which is the idea or the story, and then the final three is going to be what I put in your mind's temple, your left and right temple. What then is brought to bear? What type of mental picture then is drawn, which is that third three, which is that third ring? So that's why when you understand
the pineal
gland and the blending
of pineal gland, right?
That could be. But I'm speaking more on like the understanding the actual building of a thought. What then schematic?
Are you talking about the Merkaba? I'm
talking about the schematic of a thought.
Okay. Fascinating.
Now, if you believe something, it doesn't matter what it is. Now, that thought, I'm saying, I can draw a schematic of that thought. All right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I've done. Now, if you can understand and draw a schematic of that thought, if you understand what the machine is by drawing the schematic, then I can control that.
Right.
Okay? So that's where the system comes in, where you look at the idea of the animals.
Yep, yep.
Easter egg is something that's hidden in plain
sight. Sure, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so then that goes into understanding how that's being used against you. And once you understand how that's being used against you, for it anymore, because you'll recognize it.
But I was talking to my mother-in-law's driver today. Pretty cool guy, 7 years old, black dude, good jazz musician. And I was like, you know, what if there's a waiting list to get into here? That's kind of what I think. Like, maybe this is a Matrix game, right? And like, Dave, you're ahead of the pack figuring out the game.
Oh.
Like, maybe people return here. You get into Nietzsche and eternal recurrence and stuff. But it's like, what if, maybe this is like, people want to come back here because it's cool.
This is what I've told, I haven't told you because I just met you tonight, but I mean, following some guy.
Right, I get it.
The life.
This is the way
how I'm coming about this. And then, so you understand, that doesn't change who you are.
No.
You do become, through growth, a different creature, a different, you know, I don't want to say person, because some people get triggered by that word.
Right.
Humans
are unique. We're on this planet. We're unique in it, right?
I give you my description of the plane as my experiments have to be? Mm-hmm. Now, the plane which we live on a plane, has deviations. And this is where your CC. You'll see a lot of CC, 33 CC, mm-hmm. that idea. Where the, Your C-S-E-E.
A-B-C. Third letter of the alphabet. 33.
Of a C-C level. C-C, but also C like S-E-A, like the sea, the ocean, and C from your eyeball. So the C-C level. So the plane has deviated from accurate. Because I did an experiment across Central California using one of the bridges on I-5 as a spectral reflector, meaning I built a telescope using the ground only. Right. A camera on one end, half a mile away was the bridge, and then for the mirror source, I used what's called a telescope, and I was able to see across the Central California Valley, and I was at everything above that elevation.
John Laws just told me to piss off again, so if you guys want to listen to it, it'll be uploaded. He just told me to fuck off. No, piss off, not fuck off. That was a classic. I just called him out. I called him John's liar.
Hold on, dude.
Across that bridge, I used that as the reflector or the mirror that you would have in a telescope. Everything that was above that elevation popped into view, popped up like a pop-up book.
Right.
Meaning that you could see cars and signs and road signs, the mountains, right? Because everything above it was the most interesting thing. It was one of the
well, tell me
best
your
best nights.
What was some of your scientific conclusions?
On a flat surface, because everything above, because a mile from there, 2 miles from there, 3 miles from there, everything above that plane popped into view. Everything below that was out of view. It was out of sight.
Wow.
I could see. All right. So that proves to you, at least it proved to me, plane. So then what I was wanting to do, and it's all about resources, it's going to as high an elevation as I could get. But I would have to be at least a half a mile away from another peak of the same. Depends on just how flat your surface is.
Right.
You would build a land mirror, and then I would be able to see as far as the next obstruction. See.
Right. I mean, who's the guy in Malaysia, Eric Dubé? What do you think about Eric?
Let me tell you about Eric. Okay. He put me on his shill list, Hall of Fame.
You are a little abrasive as he was, like you guys were doing the same work.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing: if a light through what's supposed to be the moon there,
right?
Use that while you make the point, which I was also showing. I took that in June
6, 2012. Right.
I took several that day. But he took that, used it as his own, and never gave credit to it.
Just real quick, did you file Crow 777?
Interviews on his show. I did episode 7 because he wanted to talk about the number 7 with me and what it means. And I also did the episode number 33.
What do you think of Crow's stuff?
Pagan. I mean, he's a pagan.
He's kind of pagan. Is that what he said?
Yeah, pagan.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
Hey, guys, you know what I sang to John Laws? Just money, money, money. It's a Richard man's world because his name's Richard. It's not John. He's calling me a bloody liar.
Are you calling in right now?
If you call
I called him just then. It'll be – I'll throw the MP3 into the
–
I love the guy. Love and hate are the same thing. I love and hate him at the same time.
You love this fucker so much, you keep calling into his show.
This fucker, yeah. I like the way you say that. Yeah, I love this fucker so much. Yeah.
Why don't you ask him, your name's Richard, so you don't mind if I call you Dick, right?
Yeah, that's right. Dick. Yeah, Dick is
Dick.
Yeah. Money, money, money. It's so funny because he's net worth is $200 million.
Well, that's what your net worth is. That's what your net worth should be, man. You need to be. Yeah, you should be.
Go, Patrick.
You should be doing that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me. Yeah. Get on the. The thing with me is, though, I'd start calling 9/11, no planes hit the buildings, and the buildings were, the tower demolitions were. And I'd be taken off air before you knew it. I'd be gone.
No, David, David, I'm, David, I was.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
We were talking about some deep fucking shit. We're talking about crows.
All right, okay, I'll let you guys go.
7-7, no big deal. No, yeah, listen to some of the shit. So like,
7-7 was a 7-7 was a hoax, no doubt about it.
Then, well, this guy Crow filmed the moon. Okay.
Crow 777.
Yeah. Films the moon, and you can see a fucking glitch in the Matrix.
Ooh. Back right? here in Australia right in 2007, there was a red moon, a blood moon. What's called a blood moon?
Yeah,
right?
Blood moon.
And I had no doubt that thing is a globe. It's not flat. It's a globe.
Light.
I saw it with my own eyes. I tried to film it.
Yeah, I've looked at the telescope
and
too. Yeah.
The camera could not capture the spherical nature of, you know, pi.
That's the main thing for globe Earth.
It's an illusion. It's
another globe around us. It's an illusion. Yeah, maybe.
Well, the stars, the sun, the moon are lights. They're not destinations.
Yeah, they're lights. They're lights.
You're not going to the moon. Period.
No.
So we're living
in rocket space.
Mom calls that like. Kitty hoaxes or something, or even teeny hoaxes or something. Like, John Le Bon's got this way he looks down on you because he says, oh, it's a teeny hoax. We can't talk about the moon anymore. What's the top of John Le Bon's pyramid? I think Gaia guessed it. It's double speak or whatever it is, this new SJW stuff that where we can't, or political correctness it's called, where we can't go.
Pyramid. Of John Le Bon's is Tony A is Tony B. Didn't you know that? That's so easy to get you, man.
Dave, how did you even know about this shit, like the Australian shit?
Yeah, good question. Answer the question.
Listen to me. If you get involved in politics.
Right. No, they're shitbags. They're total shitbags.
You're really involved.
I can't believe a word they say, any of them.
That you're really
but doesn't mean that one character is another character. Literally, there was a wonderful video.
But that's
the other day.
That's what got him.
Where the guy would throw you out if because young people always say literally, but Tony Abbott literally.
Who cares?
Don't worry about it. They're scumbags.
Can I add a sentence to that?
Go for it.
Tony A is literally Tony B. Nice. All right. So, however, if you get into politics and you start to travel down that road, you're going to start to look at so-called allied countries and their leaders and all that. So, it is with the internet nowadays and people knowing the so-called leaders of all these different countries, that's no big feat. You know, if you read the so-called news, you're going to run into these different people, especially if you're looking into the nonsense called G7 and things like that, or whatever they call it nowadays.
I agree. Have you ever met a politician where you shook their hand and someone more important comes up next? I want to talk to them. They'll elbow you out and bingo, you're gone. You're not important anymore. They're shells of people, and I know that. We know that. I'm just asking you just to say that Tony Blair and Tony Abbott aren't the same person. If you say that, it's all good with me.
If you take the time to actually put into the work and prove me wrong, I will watch it and I will say, hey, look, Rollo proved me wrong.
I'm not going to do the morphing thing that you did. I saw the morphing thing.
No, then. So, hey, if you saw it, then why do you claim that I didn't do the work on it?
I know you did the work on it, but I'm saying that
you did see it.
You make us look anyone who questions the truth
anything.
Look like idiots there's no chance those two blokes are the same guy.
Over to your pictures in General Unverified. There's no way at all possible I can make you look any more crazy than you do in your own pictures. All right, so don't get me started with that.
Give up on you. I give up on you, Dave.
Up on me.
Don't call people like Gaia, like who does a lot of hard work, spiritual murderer. Don't do that. Don't call people that are out there for the right reason names. It's called, what's it called? It's an ad hominem attack. Don't do it.
Call it. I will call Gaia a spiritual murderer if he does.
Why?
It.
Why? What did Gaia ever do to you? He's done fake. He's a nice guy. Why?
And you continue to give him a pass.
What's that again?
Patrick, I'm a vegetarian.
I'm sorry for you.
Nah.
I think you guys got a lot more in common than you think you have.
I think we
won't give up this guy. This guy just will not stop.
I will not stop. I can't be bargained with. I can't be reasoned with. And I will not stop until Dave J says Tony Abbott and Tony Blair are different blokes.
Then we're at a crossroads then, I guess.
It doesn't matter, dude.
Was it The Terminator, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's an impasse rather than a crossroads.
Oh, it could be. Gosh. An impasse in the past, haven't we, Frank?
I've got to tell you, Dave, the emotional blackmail.
Are you embarrassed? Are you, Frank?
Emotional blackmail like that. Come on, Rollo. Why on earth would Dave change his opinion just because you don't love him anymore? It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you're a Dallas Goldbugger.
If you just badger the poor guy. He'll just say,
badgering.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to.
Well, he doesn't want to.
Badgering him. How is this badgering?
No, a little bit. Give the fucker some slack.
I think you should change your icon to a badger.
badger, mushroom, badger. Okay, so I want to do a big shout out before I go. To Tom Dalper from Nutmeg. I had a chat with him this morning. I want a big thank you to Felix, Xyloflex, for giving a massive donation to the fakeologist.com cause. And everybody here. So, Ounce of Salt, Frank, DJ, Dave Johnson, Just Saying Dude, he's there over there in New Zealand. Patrick, you're there in Rochester and I don't know where Taste of Freedom's from. Where are you from, Taste of Freedom? You there? Maybe he's taking a break.
Yeah.
But Taste of Freedom's chimed in as well. So yeah.
I'm from Massachusetts area.
Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts. That's why. All right. Well, it's lovely to have a great chat.
Later, Rollo. See you, mate.
See ya. Just saying, dude. See ya.
Ciao.
Well, that's got to be happy. Gotta be happy with that.
Oh shit, we're giving content out the ass here.
Yeah, to the wazoo.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a bunch of free content, fakeologists.
Hey Patrick, did you see Frank pulling the guy out of the water in the music video?
Frank pulling the guy.
Brilliant, brilliant video. Can you read that? <point?
laughs> I've ended up in a guy promoting his music video, Patrick.
Yeah, well, what? That was
four days.
I need to get more parts.
I didn't know the band.
I couldn't be more barefaced than I have been.
So was this a popular band? K-band?
He is the rising star of the Geelong music scene.
Huh? What's that mean?
Well, he's obviously. My view is he's supernaturally talented. My view is he's going to become very famous. And my view is it's all been mapped out along the way. He's the son that singers become famous because they've done the deal.
Yeah, like the you're talking about the. The Bob Dylan deal?
That sort of stuff, yeah. And I think he is supernaturally gifted. And if you heard him play live, you'd agree. He's supernaturally able to sing. He sings night after night after night for hours and hours at a time. Never heard him miss a note.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then the music talent.
Mm. Of people. Do you play an instrument?
And the reason he picked me for the best model, the most useful model, And I explained to him that the, as far as engineers are concerned, the Earth is completely flat. And because that is more or less his antithesis, that's what I think got him to decide to get me into the cliff. And the entire time I was doing that, I was asking the Creator for protection from evil.
Hmm. Well, we know the music industry.
Your lamb chop covered the microphone.
I hope you put plenty of salt on it, Patrick. Well, it's agenda driven, isn't it?
It's part of the neuro-linguistic programming. But I love rock and roll. Love the rock and roll.
To music, it most definitely can inspire feelings within you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a drummer, dude. I'm a very good drummer. But it's like music's fascinating. And I think,
are you one of those guys that used to carry around drumsticks in high school?
No. No. I
probably seriously studied it once I was in college.
I played the trumpet.
Mm.
Say that I held the trumpet and that I blew into it.
And I've heard a lot of people get problems with their carotid arteries and their blood flow to the brain from blowing the trumpet, Dave. Any comments on that?
Well, I would suggest it's probably not from blowing it incorrectly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was just talking, again, my 70-year-old driver from my mother-in-law today.
Quite different.
The cornet.
Okay.
It's like that mini trumpet, right? Right, Dave?
Yeah, so anyways, just so you know that I should finish the story, I was informed by the conductor of the band, decided on my own to go to the ceramics class the next day. I would be failing that class. I was not very...
Right. and they don't even have those classes anymore.
Sisters were all very good. They did the clarinet. My one sister's across the board. Woodwinds, brass, percussion.
Beautiful.
Keyboards. She knows it all. In fact, she still teaches it.
Nice.
My other two were just very proficient with the clarinet. I was, however, the odd man out, literally. And I was doing the kiln work.
Ceramics is a blast.
Like I said, that got me into anything craftsman-like, working with clay, working with wood, working with metal, anything like that.
Right.
It's very interesting.
You got an inquisitive, tell you that. I mean, I don't get dragged into the fucking, internet sports is kind of fun, right? But it's like, at the end of the day, I got a few rules of life.
You might have to do a restart, Patrick. You've gotten electronically slurred.
I said internet blood sports, right? But I it's all bullshit. It's like I've got a few rules of life.
How do you apply those rules?
This came from a funny little book by around the 1920s by, I forget her name, something Quinn or I'll have to look it up. But she had a cute little book. All right, the little book is like it's prioritizing your life, and the first thing, of course, is what? Health. Without health, you don't got anything. And then wealth, your own little castle, and then love, and then love. Love is next, and then I like this analogy, and then after love, because you want to create a family, you want a partner, whatever it is. Then self-expression, who you are. What do I want to say to the world? And if you follow those rules in order, health, wealth, love, and self-expression, you will live a more contented life. Because
and you think contentment is a goal to be aimed for?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Why?
Fuck yeah. because I don't want to. I want to do good for my kids, and I don't want to struggle. I want to work hard, play hard, but at the end of the day, we
do a bit of a different priority list. If you just call it.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Mine is I love my Creator, my God, with all my heart, mind, and body.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that my needs, wants, and desires, whatever, you know, however is best described, will be handled. It'll be taken care of.
By faith.
By a power that's greater than mine. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
Then I will to follow the light, the guiding light that I've been
right.
given.
Right.
And to verify and to report back, witnessed what I have tested. Only what I can prove to be true and dismiss everything else.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I'm just simply saying that. Yeah, I mean, the faith is important, but I'm telling you, you stay healthy, right?
I'm not concerned about it.
Well, fakeologist shit, right? Do you guys think that, come on.
Concern myself with my health. Like I said,
fake news.
I just don't concern myself with. It's gonna. It is what it is.
Well, no, but we're in an information revolution. We're in an information fucking revolution. It's like you can cure so many things. You already told me about the Rick Simpson stuff, right? And the fact is, God, when you say God loves you and wants you to heal yourself, if you refuse to even look into how to heal. Self, who's to blame?
Who? I don't know. I'm not sure you heard me. I'm not ailing from anything. So.
But every human will experience things.
That's what you consider to be important. I, however,
shit's gonna happen.
Then I'll just go with the flow. I'm not worried about it.
Well, that's cool. I respect that. I'm just telling you that it's cool that, look, I've got some skin damage from flying up at Elf. Okay?
Have you really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Just that exposure to much UV. I got this.
Yeah.
And he has this formula, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some frankincense. I got this formula. I made stuff myself. And I'm like, I just
so then you don't have it anymore then.
Ron Guba, it's like I think God has given us lots of cool things, right?
Well, he's given us everything.
Yes. You can just like go ahead and cure your problem. So, but it's for those who want to know, right? If you don't want to go bother to research it yourself, your basic dermatologist will be like, oh, that's, you know, we're just going to.
I did tinctures,
mm-hmm.
did infusions, I did all, you name it, I did it, because I was a one-man show, one-man shop. So, yeah, so I understand the medicinal.
It's real. Yeah, right? It's real, right? Medicine is real. And it's like the God has given you the tools to inquire.
Every green herb that bears seed.
So, yeah, you did.
So important, it was said twice.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, so, you know, the life lesson that I was getting at, Louis Chauvel Chin, I think, was her. She wrote this funny little book, The Game of Life, and it resonated. And she was kind of new age in the 1920s or, you know, early teens. But it was like basically health, you know, prioritize, you know, just get the money, you know, come up with something that makes you a living.
I gave all mine away when I tried.
Well, I mean, I would think it would be romantic and like wanting to have a family or just romantic love. So her point was that if you put love, right, if you don't get the order right, I put love, then I'm Romeo and Juliet, right? I'll kill myself because of my love.
See, Frank,
self-expression. I want to be a musician. I want to be this incredible artist. And other things, my self-expression needs to take over everything in my life. That's the wrong order. And you'll fail. You will fail because you're not taking the proper order, which is, I thought it was a beautiful metaphor.
I don't need love. I have Rolo.
Then you really want to know what love is, Dave, I think.
Yeah, if it's Rolo, yeah, I got a problem.
I want to know what love is.
Married 30 years, and I'm good to go. So,
yeah,
talk to you when we talk to you.
I mean, I'm like, I got a little more to hear about.
I have a lot more.
Patrick, what's that?
It was nice to talk to you. You're heading off, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
More of the understanding of numbers, theories, colors, tones, tunes, and all that type of understanding on how that works through the.
You got a fucking brain, dude. Fucking big brain.
It's a lot of experience.
I can tell. I mean, you're just like, you're thinking all the time. I was just giving you some advice, like, hey man, slow down, chill. You got a lot. The people you're talking to. I'm not your adversary. I'm probably somebody who understands you more. And take it for what you want. My advice is free, and I think you get your health, get your wealth, then worry about your love, and then worry about your self-expression. Basic order of life. It's a square.
It's very Masonic.
Could be.
Yes. It's a little bit too new agey for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you can look it up online. The woman wrote the book, The Game of Life. You can look it up.
It's fucking easy.
Hey, I just thought it was a cute metaphor for like.
And Mr. Frank, we will talk to you later. I got a scoot.
Cool, dude. I got no agenda, dude. Nobody has agenda at this level. The internet.
Hey, I missed the start of it, but I just wanted to say I've enjoyed listening in the background, guys, and enjoyed you, Patrick, and you too, Dave. So thanks for the chat. I got to disconnect because my phone's going flat, but yeah, it was good.
Cool, dudes. Cheers.
Cheers, guys. We'll talk to you all later.
I'm still here, Frank.
You still there, Patrick?
Yeah. I enjoyed talking to you. You've got a mind. The depth of your insight is encouraging.
I don't know if you've had a look at any of my work on salt or how I think people should have salt. It's called How to Take Care of Your Penis.wordpress.com. Living largely on the basis of my view that people need excellent salt.
Now, how did he get into that?
Into making salt. How did I get work? Well, I was the sales, first of all, the engineering manager and then the sales manager of Australia's largest salt company.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. What do you think of that, about that pink salt from Afghanistan?
it's for me, it hasn't got enough bromine. It's a bit rich in bromine, which is a, you know, it's like a, what do you call it? A sedative, you know, a suppressant right. Bromine.
That's fascinating.
But having salt is better than not having salt.
Right. So, and then they were telling us salt was all bad for us, right?
Well, they still are, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess they are, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of fascinating. So I'm 54. Yeah, we're close.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're telling us all this shit's bad for us while it's the salt of the earth.
Yeah, it's anti-biblical, certainly.
Yeah, it's like, we're living in cool times, dude.
Yes, it's, the Chinese curse is upon us, yeah.
Yeah, if I could record my talk with my black brother today, helping out my mother-in-law. He's like, fuck it, Dave, I love talking to you. Patrick, you're a fucking cool dude.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams,
I have a plan. So, tell me, like, what the Fakeologist's big breakout with the other dude? What was that all about?
Hey, everybody. This is O'Hallahan from South Korea. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.